Holy shit, brother, you are working for the auctions right now. People are phoning me wanting your name.
Oh, you rock, you rock.
You are the most, fuck, holy deal. When I take over the planet, you are going to be the guy who talks to the newspapers for me. Okay? You know how they have newspapers that sit there and say, oh, Mr. O'Leo, they'll be saying, shut up, fuck, shut up. You're awesome, you fucking slay ass.
Come back anytime.
Anytime, buddy. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Okay.
Excellent.
I'm not a very happy person. I come home to my day at Cult, and I don't like it there very much, because they make fun of me in Cult, and nobody really understands me in Cult, and nobody wants to be involved with me in Cult, and nobody understands what's really going on when I have to take my courses, when people see me at school. They all say I talk funny, they all say I talk too fast, or speak English. Well, I tell them I am speaking English, asshole. What do you think I'm speaking, Chinese? If one more person says to me, speak English, I'm fucking gonna kill him. If you aren't speaking English, are you really speaking at all? No! At least not to me. You can come up to me and start speaking some foreign language. I have no idea what the fuck you're saying. These people who pray to God and all these foreign languages and shit, God has no idea what the fuck they're saying either. Because God, like me, like us people, only understands English. So you know what started to happen? I started hearing voices. I started hearing voices every Sunday night. And they started telling me to do things. And I'm doing things on Sunday night. Because the voices tell me to do them. And I'm happier. I'm happier now because I listen to what the voices say. And now with all the voices, I can hear everything I want to at 6 p.m. The voices say, what the hell are you saying?
It's Sunday night at 6 p.m. on Rant Radio. And it's time to listen to those voices once again. All characters in the following program are fabricated. Mostly out of toxic waste byproducts. If you don't agree with what we're saying, don't listen. If you hate what we're saying, let us know at ICQ number 51558. And now, prepare yourself for three irregularly scheduled hours of deprogramming with What the Hell
Are You Saying?
Good evening. Welcome to show 99 of What the Hell.
Show 99. Show 99, wow. Or week 99? Have you determined this yet?
We've declared week equals shows.
Can we just declare amnesty on the whole week versus?
No. It's just that I've been hassling about you. About this.
Yes.
For a year and a half.
Since you started labeling the shows,
according,
and we came up with this last
labels.
Time. Whoa, stop.
According to my official revisionist history of Rant Radio, this is show 99.
We've rewritten it.
No. Whoa. You stopped saying show, and you started saying week, which was correct, which you can count. But now you've switched back to saying show again, and it makes me mental.
And is your mic too loud?
You can be precise as you want. Just be accurate.
Wait.
His mic is way too loud.
Pretty loud.
Suck my cock, it's too loud.
No,
you've got the
no,
hypersensitive
thank you.
Headphones on.
I don't know what I labeled it on the webpage.
What's that?
Whether it's week or show on the webpage, but we're declaring it show.
Week.
People don't understand week.
You are week.
What if 1 week we decided to have two shows? What are we going to call it?
Volume 99.
You missed it last week.
Can we call it like Volume 99 or Issue 99?
Issue 99.
Episode 99.
Yeah.
We're getting on with the show right now.
We can count them.
Okay.
Count every week.
There's some missing,
them.
Though.
We'll sit
where?
Back
everybody
and
stop.
No. Don't we didn't take.
This week's show or this show or this
stop.
Episode.
I did four.
We're going to argue semantics all night until we get it straight.
I don't care anymore, Drex.
But don't care whether you care.
There you have it. Exclusive proof.
in the first week,
that the entire Rant Radio staff's run by Radio Control, by Dak and Sean Kennedy. They're not here, and our brains have evaporated. They're gone.
Look, they're here. Candy. They're
here. What are you talking about? They're here.
They're here. Just stop.
They're here in spirit.
Just stop for a second. The first week.
Yes.
Four shows. We can do this math. It's very simple.
Let's go around
we
the
can't.
Room, Sam.
We can't do the math.
Sam,
we don't have the shows. They're lost. Okay.
Whack job.
We're going around the room.
Yeah. This is strange. Normally these.
What was that noise? I don't like that noise.
That noise?
It means a computer restarted somewhere.
It's
first up. We've got girl on the left.
Hello, everybody.
Who's always on the extreme left.
I just got a haircut.
You did?
Your hair looks
focus in on the socks, Sim.
It's fantastic.
Why, thank you, Drex.
Oh,
you
your feature tonight is the socks,
all
though.
The socks are amazing.
Oh, yes. Okay, let's show you the socks.
God.
Wow. Individual toed socks.
With the obscene color.
Rainbow-colored toe socks.
What
the best
are they
part
called?
Is,
toe socks?
Toe socks. And the best part is they don't match. If you observe carefully, there is a purple stripe on one of them and not on the other.
That's to tell left
You're
from right.
You're such a rebel.
Right?
Yeah, rebel without...
Okay, there's no purple anywhere else in the rest of that sock. Did you change that yourself?
No, actually, I bought them and the sticker was over that part and I didn't realize they were flawed.
You got scammed.
You should have got a discount.
Yes, I got ripped off.
No, they're collector's items now.
Luckily, it's just a little
limited
toe
edition.
And you tend to have your feet in shoes.
Yes, people have no idea that I wear these things to work.
Oh, if only they knew
what was in those shoes. And next up we have
the mighty first Ronin Ronin Sariette. And boy, have I got a surprise for you people.
Oh boy. And next up we have Drex. Drexall, the only Drexall in the whole world.
That's right, I am the Drexall. Don't spell it wrong, it's Drexall, not Drexel.
Nor Drexella either.
Drexall, there's lots of them.
And not that TV show.
Isn't Drexella
Drexella?
Dr. Jack Van Imp?
Dr. Jack Van Imp. That religious show? You ever seen that?
Drexella.
No.
Drexella.
It's Drexella? I think.
No, I think you're wrong.
Drexella. There we go.
Well, you know, whatever.
Sounds the same.
Drexella.
And who's fumbling with their mic? Is that you?
I guess that'd probably be myself. Ronan Medic here once again.
And then we have got...
candy.
PVM 2000. Next year it'll be PVM 2001.
Candy.
We've got some...
By the end of the show, he should
creamy candy.
Projectile vomiting that candy up.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's right in front of him. Maybe he'll eat a bit too many. Next up, we've got Dak. Move your head down.
This is your old Uncle Dak saying, I'm waiting for that asteroid to come and smash the planet.
Kill them all!
Kill
give
them
us a
all.
Wave, Dak. There we go. Always got to have that wave in there. And next up,
we have the mighty Anki with his mighty laptop of doom.
Oh,
the Distractinator.
Sean's in the way.
Distractinator 2000.
Anki is the Distractinator.
The Distractinator. There we go. Look at the camera. Look at the camera, Anki. We never get a shot of you.
No,
we always get a shot of the side of your head.
How you doing?
XA.
Wow, so game show.
You need a microphone, you know? They can't hear you. And next up, we have Sean Kennedy. The fucking man.
Surprise! You fooled! It's not John Kennedy.
Oh my God!
He's gone! Ronan Sariette has taken over a cult! That's right. Ronan Sariette has moved up in status from Guardian to the new Patient Zero. Smokehouse, did you really think it was going to happen to you? I don't think so. There's going to be some new changes made. Stay tuned. More to follow.
Oh my God, what a revelation.
Wow. Oh no, it's a coup. The military always takes over.
And it wasn't my fault.
That's what happens when the bad things go down.
Mm.
It's the military. Military coup.
What? When good things happen, it's the military too, so it's all the nice equal
balance.
No,
what I'm saying is, you know, in most banana republics,
like when
the
Nazis are crushed...
No,
you
but
know,
what I'm saying,
well,
like, typically in your sort of typical banana republic, if there's a coup, it's military.
Yeah, thanks,
taking
come on,
this is what's going to happen. We're going to go to the IRC right now and find out how many of my loving followers are there right this very moment.
Oh,
Soul Trans quit.
The new cult regime doesn't have room for people like you anyway.
Hey, Ronan Sariette, if I promise to execute people mercilessly, can I be part of your military junta?
Absolutely. More to follow on that, too.
Cool.
Excellent.
Wow.
So in the IRC, we've got myself, Emilio, Smokehouse, Evil James Hayes, Snorgasm Oxidation, Apocalypse Jodath Moore, Lieutenant Major Zombie, Pseudo the Oracle, Waifboy, DRCH, Urbanite Type X, Link RX, Paradox, Josh K, Yakman 123, Cenobite Babs, Dell, Rooster, Holy Dio, Nixter, Templar Knight, Cyber Samurai, Soul Trance, Crazy, Raskinolikov, Scarecrow Anomaly, Garmall, Half Elf Kexler, Plastic Skitty, Terrell, Orphan, Munching, Pandy Munching, Prophets, Xenon, Battlewax, Romeo Jr., Star Baby, Y2 Karma, Zerstor, Ream My Butt, Please.
wow.
Who was that?
That was
Evil James. And, wow, that was really evil. Dark Angel, Hemlock, Marius, Smokehouse probably put him up to that.
Probably.
To get the clip.
I'm going to get that,
to get that clip. Maria Zadnand, wow. Test Subject, Malkav, Artemis, and Lethe, Leith, Aunt Jemima, Brooks, there's Anki, he's in the room, and on the RC, very confusing. Proton Spin, Quoth, and ASE, who have joined us tonight. Ooh, candy noises. So, yes, we are without Dak, and we are without Sean.
Because he's been imprisoned, in quotation marks, by me and my new band of loyal followers. So here's the changes that are going to happen to Cult. APOC, so far you're doing a good job and haven't dropped the ball. You may live and continue on as your role of Pharaoh. However, there's no more Guardians. There's me and the next level, people that carry out my tasks. They are Ronan's Templar Knight, Ronan's Cyber Samurai. You're my hit squad. You are specifically responsible for training Projectile Vomit Man 2000 to make him into a hardened crack fighting killer with his bile acid attacks.
That horrible shooting pain.
Prophet Fork, Azurstor, and Holy Dio, you three will combine to become a new ministers of propaganda. Spread the word of Ronan Sariette. And who's this lame ass?
Somebody's at the door who's late. Hey, who's here?
It's your pizza.
Oh, it's our pizza. Okay.
Pizza.
Already I have the lackeys beckoning to my every word and call.
You say pizza, it's there.
Wait, who ordered pizza?
I did, because I'm the new ruler of Cult and I can.
why didn't you ask
the pizza
me?
Guy the
you weren't here.
For tradition.
You weren't here. He
all
ordered
right.
It way before.
Next.
Hence it, we're arriving right now.
Next in the new Cult T-O-N-E. Prophet
okay.
Star Baby, you are now my queen. That's all that has to be said.
You're the king. She's the queen.
Give me some sugar, baby.
So, somebody off to get the door with some money soon.
Actually, everybody else.
I'm sure it's comp. You can,
everybody
you can just
else
go and take
my
it
loyal,
from.
Loyal subjects.
They're
wow.
called subject peons, right? No.
If they're not subjects, they'll be subjugated.
Wow.
Do I make this clear? Because if not, Templar Knight and Cyber Samurai will make it painfully clear.
Wow.
Okay.
So we've got some poems by people that have sent some poems in. They're very old, and I've dug them up out of my email because I was going through my email, sort of arranging it, and reading emails I've never read before. This first one is from July 30th, 2000.
I'm getting my food.
Okay.
Actually, wait. Ronan Medic, bring me my food.
And don't forget the pizza boy.
Yes, master.
Yes, we need the pizza boy.
Does the pizza guy know what room number he's supposed
he
to be?
He should.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, so we need to get the
correction.
Pizza boy to
he
tell
was,
us...
He was told...
Tell us the meaning of life when he gets here. Because, well, we've asked every pizza boy the meaning of life. And they're usually quite insightful.
Especially the one during the marathon.
Would you
yes.
would you say no to a man dressed in full camo gear? I sure
is he still have his mask on?
I'd either say
I hope so.
I'd either say no really quickly and run away.
Yes.
Or submit.
Well, okay. Yeah, point taken. You know, with all these quotes, Smokehouse is eventually going to create like a whole audio radio porn.
Oh, I know. He can totally manipulate
between,
it. Though.
Between that quote.
I think I'm pretty safe from that. Actually.
Probably got directories of each person with evil, nasty words all sectioned off. Were we able to bring the pizza boy here?
No, unfortunately.
Oh, the coward took off with his tail and a puddle of yellow between his legs.
Sitting on your power there.
I'm sitting on what, huh?
Your power. So we didn't get any wisdom from the pizza boy.
Well, apparently he had no wisdom, and that's why he ran away.
Yeah. So
scared his nappy ass off.
That's well.
Luckily,
look, did you go to the door with that on?
Yes.
Okay.
Luckily,
understandable.
We realized early he had no wisdom and he was scared off. Otherwise, we would be wasting our time right now talking to him.
Instead of doing these poems.
That's right.
Okay. The first one's from Lieutenant Major Zombie, so it's guaranteed to be good. Right.
There are no Lieutenant Majors in my new organization.
Zombie, then.
That will be rectified.
This is from Zombie. look. No. There is a rant. Oh, my rant. Can you come here? Oh, rant. My rant is so happy. What rant can you give or can you not? What the hell is with you? My rant is happy with radio. So we call him Rant Radio with a happy face.
Oh my God, what a piece of tripe that was.
I know, I've heard that before. Okay.
No. I almost stole it.
No. I think we've read that on there before.
It was originally written in English, then it was translated into Japanese,
right.
And then Arabic.
Traveled through Eastern Europe.
Went through a few dialects there.
Passed down generation to generation.
Spun through Babelfish a few times, just for good measure.
Yes, it does sound like that.
No, E.P. Soup.
Vampire test subject.
Sure. Poems
you
like that make me
want to
turn Nature's Spoon on myself.
One at a time.
Wait out. Vampire test subject.
Yes.
He's my new minister in charge of poetry and things that sound nice.
So, nothing like this will happen ever again.
No, that is bullshit. Vampire test subject throws cheese at people. He rocks in my world.
Excellent. We've got one from Gloom Bunny as well. I thought I'd do too.
Go ahead.
This is September 27th, 1999. It's a little bit older. So it has to be said. Okay, here goes. This is all in good fun, guys. That's the preface to this. I would tattoo my ass for you. What the hell? I would climb a water tower, too. What the hell? Deface U.S. currency. What the hell? Canadians are still creepy. What the hell? And you all look really skippy. What the hell? Fuck you, you fucking fuck. Up fucks, what the hell? Even though I am a chick, you can suck my fucking dick because I love you just because you are what the hell, a rant radio show. And she says, yeah, I am a loser, what a fabulous poem. Okay, I know it sucks, but oh well, I had the balls to send it to you. That was
okay.
Gloom Buddy.
Well, one word, Gloom Buddy. Punctuation.
This is poetry. They have a license. You can go get the poetic
license.
She's
supposed to have commas in there somewhere.
She had quotations.
Ooh.
Around Skippy.
That was back in our heyday when we were still defacing money.
Right.
Yeah,
September 27th, yes. When we did that great thing of defacing money.
Way back.
And,
which, of course, we wouldn't endorse anymore because that would be wrong.
It doesn't matter anymore because the only money coming out is going to be coming from the Ronin Sariat Mint. Everything is turning into Ronin dollars.
Ronin dollars.
That's right.
And everyone else is ordered to burn all other currencies, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. The new regime is here.
You first, dude.
And that's how you show your loyalty, by burning all of your money, and you'll be replacing it dollar for dollar.
Absolutely.
Yes, with Ronin
and
money.
A much more stable government, and all the economies are going to be legal.
Define stable.
Stable. I will keep it stable.
Make it so.
Okay. This was sent in by Huli Dio, the guy who did the intro. Actually, that was Huli Dio did the intro this show, and I played the clip before about him phoning in. Everyone went a little crazy, so he did a little comeback. But this is something that was left on his answering machine. It's very, very, very strange. So you'll have to wait a bit. Somebody else say something.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, 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 ding,
okay, this is called Phantom Shitter. And it was, he got this answering machine about his shared bathroom on his dorm. In his dorm. So here's Huli Dio on Rant Radio.
From. November 11th at 10:02 p.m.
Hi guys, it's Bill. This is the first all call I've sent all year. I try to keep it to a minimum. But it appears we've got a phantom shitter amongst us. We need to keep this shit, no pun intended, to a minimum, to none at all. Because if we find out who it is, you guys are going to pay, or whoever did it is going to pay for the cost of housekeeping to come in and clean it all up. And it's quite expensive. They make something like $30 an hour to come in here tonight. And it was a minimum of 4 hours. So that's any $200 that you're going to have to shell out of your pocket to pay for them if we find out who did it. So keep the phantom shitting to a minimum, to none at all. And just try to keep those bananas off the doors and off the floor and stuff like that, because we have to call housekeeping in for that too. And if we find out who it is, it's pretty gross. We'll have to charge you for that too. So, thanks a lot. Bye.
End of message. To repeat the message, press 1.
Can I just add?
Whoa.
We've actually up at SFU, over the past year, they had I think it's come to an end now, but for a while there, they were having a similar situation. Somebody was somebody was leaving little dookies all over in the floors in the washrooms, men's
dookies.
And women's.
Really?
Dookies. And one of them was left actually inside. This is the one that had people scratching their heads. Was left inside a projector. So, you know, you have the little...
That's a talent.
Yeah, exactly.
Inside a projector.
Wow.
So you have the lamp heating things up.
Oh, blowing it out.
Takes people a couple of minutes to figure out where the scent is coming from.
Funny, I don't know why the light doesn't work.
You know what? That's art. That's really funny.
It's not
funny.
I'm not sure that I agree with that. It's brilliant, putting it inside the projector. It's got the heat. It's got the fan blowing it into the room.
I don't think.
Tom, I think
the only brilliant part of that is the light in the projector,
five.
Perhaps.
That's really nice.
If they could combine it and project it on the screen at the same time.
Was this human poo or
I'll
maybe
go with somebody creative?
It was people poo. That's for sure.
I'll go with creative, but brilliant.
Creative.
No.
Okay, maybe
now
not
with
brilliant.
Corn nuts. That's great.
Oh.
Wow. So how long did this last for this?
This was going on over the course of a couple months, I believe, last year. Actually,
it's very hard to track down without DNA testing.
Well,
I'd like to see you do a smear for that one.
There actually is.
Everyone, shit in their cups. Here's your cup.
There is an easy way to find this problem. Somebody's got to be a stool pigeon.
Oh.
Are these the sort of jokes we're going to have to deal with in the new regime?
Everyone is required to say 5 puns a day. In large crowds.
By the new cult regime law, you must tell bad jokes and laugh at mine.
Puns are kind of like farts. The only person dealing them thinks they're funny.
Breathe, Doc. Breathe.
So we're going to go on to the news.
Basically,
you got to throw a lot of basically.
Sure. Yeah, sure, basically. I'll just get on with this basically thing.
Here's the news.
Whatchamacallit?
What the fuck?
It's time to find out what exactly the fuck is going on. It's news you need to know about on What the Hell.
I would like to know exactly what the fuck is going on here.
The first story comes from...
comes from where?
As soon as it comes up on my screen.
Uh-huh.
Comes from Japan, I believe.
Ooh.
And it's about a teacher... who got pissed off at a student.
Right.
Oh, I heard about this one. They've got style.
These
people are going to educate my people.
teacher, right?
Oh,
anyway, if it comes up or not, I don't know. This kid was playing around with his friend's shoes and, I guess, disrupting class or doing something to piss off the teacher. So what the teacher did to discipline this child, not send him home, not send him to the principal's office, not even give him a timeout in the corner.
You know, syphilis?
Cut off his finger.
That's right!
Wow!
One third
of
the student's finger.
Welcome to Yakuza Junior High, kids!
No kidding. So,
wow.
That's like what the Yakuza do. Like
really?
When there's
a traditional.
Yeah, like if you do something wrong, you're obliged. You start with like the first segment of your pinky.
That's shown in a lot of movies, gangster movies. Where you have to cut it off yourself,
yeah,
or they cut it off
like,
for you to
yeah,
show you've
disrespected
them.
Yeah,
it's probably derived from.
Yeah,
the,
exactly, exactly.
Wow.
Someone's here at the door. Hi, who's at the door?
No, I'm not at the door.
Okay, you're live on the air. How are you doing?
I'm Nomad, Punk of Evil.
Punk of Evil, you're not at the door.
Punk of Evil, excellent.
How
one
you,
of my other loyal minions.
How are you doing tonight?
Oh, shitty.
Oh, no.
I've been without internet for too long, and I'm going to jail.
You're going to jail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Why are you going to jail?
Time yet?
Driving without suspended.
You're driving with a suspended license?
Yeah.
Okay. Why was your license suspended?
No insurance.
Okay.
That'll do it.
So you're going to go to jail for not paying the government.
The fine.
Yep. So you're a bad boy, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
So how long is the jail term for not paying and driving without a license?
10 days to 180.
To 180 days. Holy cow. I guess they got to have a...
You're not in Pennsylvania, are you, punk?
No, I'm not.
Okay, there's hope for you at least.
No, I'm in a worse state. I'm in Idaho.
Holy fuck!
Yeah, no shit.
Why don't they give you a 10-cent 9mm bill to the head and make it all merciful?
Yeah. Somebody shoot me, please.
Yep. Be sure to buy some Vaseline before you go in. It'll pay for itself. I'm evil. Sorry.
Yeah, I'll get that a commentary.
Are you listening to the show tonight?
I can't. No internet.
Okay. Well, just to fill you in on a couple of things that have happened with Cult, Ronan Syriot has taken over as the new Patient Zero.
Oh, really?
Any
objections, Sean? Sean? Nope.
Sean's not here. Sean's gone away. But you. You are another member of my new cult regime who's tattooed.
Yes, I am tattooed. I got it last week.
Tell us about that. Tell us about it.
It's the Nomad symbol with POE underneath it.
Wow.
It's barely healed up. It looks fucking tits.
And where is it?
It's on my calf.
And why is it there? This is a great reason.
Because I know that the cult will be behind me every step of the way.
Fucking right. Now, there's a man of action. He knows what cult is all about. Even, of course, this was done with the new old cult in mind, but the new cult is still there the same.
We're keeping the symbol?
Yeah, they're calf.
That's right. Now, the next thing you have to get tattooed on your back is a full portrait of me to show your loyalty.
A full portrait of you. I don't know if my tattoo artist will do that.
I've got one that will.
Wow.
Are you just needle pulses?
Wow, that's amazing. So definitely get a picture of that. Have you sent in a picture of that?
Got a picture as soon as you get out of jail. I'll scan it and send it off.
Wow, that's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah, he loved doing it.
Really? He liked the design, the tattoo artist?
Huh?
Did the tattoo artist comment on the design?
He wanted to know what it meant, so I handed him the manifesto.
And now he's a member of Cult.
Oh, not yet.
Whoa.
Wife won't let him.
Okay, here's a tip of advice, though. Stay away from the prison tats. They're not too hygienic.
Yeah, something about non-sterilization kind of frightens me.
And you know, Bic isn't exactly like a world exporter when it comes to inks for skin.
Oh, yeah.
Now, what pisses me off about jail is that I have to remove all of my piercings.
Really?
Yes, because I might micro-perf somebody.
Oh, yeah. Stab, 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 stab! Hey, what are you doing, man?
Hold still for a couple hours.
Yeah, I'm just going to bleed you like a stuck pig.
I'm going to bleed you to death with my 8-gauge tongue barbell. Don't move, dickhead.
Wow.
I would probably have those barbells and the tongue removed. Somebody might try to put them to use.
Yeah, I'm just worried about my fucking frontums closing up.
Wow. Yeah, they might heal over. That would suck.
No.
Okay, well, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Thank you for phoning. Another cult member goes to jail.
I find it scary that there's all these people that are, like, permanently marking their bodies with radio-related symbols.
Nothing laser technology can't get rid of.
I find it interesting that you can go to jail for up to 180 days for not paying a ticket.
Yeah, no
like,
kidding.
Oh, dangerous offender.
A menace to society? That's the only reason you should go to jail.
Maybe
it's
hardly, it off.
It's not really punishment.
I can see maybe making them do some work to work it off, like, oh, you've got to do community service.
Yeah.
Great.
And
community service for, I'll pay you minimum wage for the amount of time it takes to pay off that fine. That would be reasonable. But no, they send them to jail, make the taxpayers, taxpayers don't pay for it. The prison industrial system pays for the prisoners.
That's right.
I forgot about that. No conflict of interest, though. That's all fine. Good luck, punk. I didn't say it. Sorry, I was mean to you.
I'm sure they're the ones lobbying for harsher sentences, too.
Oh, yes.
I wonder how big an organization
they are.
Tough
on crime. Yeah. Yes.
New rules. No more cultists go to jail.
Period.
We don't need our people, my people, in behind bars. We'll put everybody else behind bars.
And anyone joins cult can be busted out of prison, right?
By my orders, absolutely. No cultists go to jail.
Sir, big recruitment in the jails. Panned out the pamphlets.
Attica,
I don't think that's too good.
Attica.
A teacher who cut off parts of a pupil's fingers have been jailed for 18 months by a court in eastern China. Okay, it was China. The case is the latest in a series of violent incidents in Chinese schools where one newspaper said reaching a worrying proportion when 6-year-old Li Jingzhang playfully stole a pair of shoes from his younger brother in class. His teacher, Lin Yifin, lost her temper. According to the Shanghai Youth Daily, she picked up a pair of scissors and cut off a third of the boy's left index finger.
Why?
Is this one? Which one is that?
Index.
It's the pointer. Oh, my God. Scissors!
Ah!
There's a lesson.
And this is a children's classroom. What kind of scissors do you think they had?
They're very blunt kind.
Chop, 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 chop. They sort of move to the side when you're trying
old.
To do it. 6 years old.
6 years old.
Hey,
well,
okay.
Might be a bit easier to get through.
It wouldn't be that bad. Just stick it over a knuckle and jump on it a couple times.
Now there's lessons to be learned here. First of all, don't fuck around and steal people's shit.
Even when it's your brother and you're joking.
I'd fucking cut your hand off. Lesson number two. If you're not wily enough to get away from somebody who's trying to cut your finger off, I don't want you in my organization. And you probably deserve to have your finger cut off.
So did they send a bill to his family to, you know, to have...
For actually getting the finger
removed? The scissors
again? And ordered her to pay compensation to the boy's family for medical costs. Another punishment a teacher doled out. A teacher in southern China was suspended for ordering an unruly pupil to eat 1,000 flies, while a teacher at the famous Shaolin Martial Arts School was recently assessed for beating a student to death.
Now that's discipline.
Well, Shaolin Martial Arts is a little different, but...
Suspended for making the kid eat flies. Suspended.
You
don't think that in a country of a billion people, they could fire her and find someone better.
How long does it take to eat 1,000 flies, and who counted them?
How do you catch them?
Let me tell you something.
And all
they had been sitting around?
All the chick that cut off the kid's finger had to do was pay medical expenses?
No, went to jail for 18 months.
I'm sorry.
Chinese jail for 18 months? For 18 months. Let's think about that. For what she did, too?
You're fidgeting on my airtime, Enki.
Bunk.
Wow.
Okay. You're going down.
Okay.
Apologies to Quoth. We're really sorry.
I don't know what it was with the BBC, but here's another story from the BBC. Boy compensated for being born.
What?
Oh, my God.
This one's
crazy.
Oh,
my God. Go on.
Just from that alone.
Just go on.
It gets better.
I've heard it.
A severely disabled French boy has won a landmark case against medical authorities for allowing him to be born rather than be aborted. Nicolas Perucci was born deaf, part blind, and with mental disabilities in 1983 after a doctor and medical laboratory failed to realize that his mother had caught rubella, also called German measles, during her pregnancy. His parents, Josette and Christian Perucci, said the failure to diagnose the disease damaged their child in the womb and stopped them from opting for abortion. The courts already decided doctors were at fault. Now the parents have won a fresh appeal, compensating on the grounds that the doctors and medical laboratories should have prevented the birth.
Absolutely.
So what now?
Well,
retroactive abortion?
I thought it was like it's the parents that are suing rather than the boy himself.
It's of course the boy can't sue,
yeah,
but yes, it's a parent suing for allowing him to be born.
So what now? They're going to take the money and ask for retroactive abortion?
I don't know.
Hey, the parents have at least got the goddamn decency to realize the world does not need another French kid.
Wow.
They should be patted on the back.
Can you believe that?
Oh, boy.
I'm going to sue you for letting me be alive.
Yeah, that,
give me money.
That is perhaps the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Now, I respect the right to be able to sue for whatever it is.
Yes.
If you want to try it. But who the fuck decided that, we're going to award you money because you were, unfortunately born? And the argument, one of the arguments was, we've decided now that some lives aren't worth living.
Well,
it was based on
it's
legally
boy,
not
if
worth
it's
living.
If the parents
yeah.
that are making this claim, then you know the boy is not the one suing for making him.
It doesn't matter.
It's the parents.
It was based.
I can understand the parents suing for medical malpractice, saying, "Okay, you should have warned us about this, and we could have made a decision from there." And you misdiagnosed not having they missed the rubella diagnosis.
They could be suing for that. They might have reworded it to make
it
extreme.
That's the thing. What does it say? Boy sued. What's the headline there? What's the headline? Boy compensated for being born, but it's the parents that are suing. So in other words, the headline is wrong.
Yes. It's not for being born. It's for misdiagnosing.
Yeah.
Or missing this diagnosis.
Yeah, that
is... But the whole encompassing idea is kind of crazy.
Because the kid is alive, they're getting globs and globs of cash and prizes.
Yeah.
Essentially, yes.
That's right. It's all based on the fact that they didn't diagnose him with a disease. Crazy.
Wow.
Ugh.
You know what?
Stunning.
I would never last as a doctor. I would fucking go postal and start killing people the minute they said, "Oh, no, no, you're responsible because you're not perfect. You didn't diagnose a problem that I have, and so it's your responsibility? Oh my God, fuck off."
Uh-huh.
Like, shit happens. Bad things happen in the fucking world. Why am I responsible? Because you got a fucking disease, and it jumped over, you know, that little sample I took in the fucking microscope.
Maybe
cocksucker.
Maybe it wasn't there then.
Maybe you caught it afterwards.
That's right. Maybe you missed it.
Oh,
so
yeah? No.
They're responsible for anything they miss. Which is kind of...
It's ridiculous.
It's kind of crazy.
That's the thing.
We're missing the bigger picture. Another French kid was born.
The thing is...
worth the lawsuit, right?
People now are expecting doctors to be perfect. If they make any mistakes... If doctors make any mistakes ever...
Yeah.
Ever, they can now be sued into oblivion.
I'm sure the whole malpractice business, I'm sure they have like huge fees to pay to protect themselves.
Exactly.
Oh, the medical insurance is insane.
And you wonder why there's like medical expenses are so damn high.
Malpractice. Okay, yeah, you know the guy.
Doctors are not perfect. Doctors are not sacred beings that understand everything. There are human beings that make stupid fucking mistakes like everyone else.
That's
you
right.
Know, I can understand going after a doctor if you make a really, really stupid, obvious thing.
Yeah.
Come on, you cannot expect them to be perfect every time. Doctors are human beings.
No,
they make mistakes, and if you start worshipping them like they're these all-seeing, all-knowing higher authorities.
And also suing them is not helping anything.
No.
Is it? It's going to maybe put that doctor, it's going to get rid of that doctor.
It might get rid of that doctor. But
maybe. Malpractice suit does.
Like, oh, I can understand them suing. It's like, oh, I'm sorry, I removed the wrong leg. Okay, I can see this.
Yes,
this
yes,
is not a problem.
That,
I agree.
That's a provable thing that he did wrong. This, unless they went to a different doctor and that doctor said, yeah, that kid's all fucked up.
Okay,
like
it
a week later or something. But this is after he's been born. How can you prove that? They couldn't diagnose this when he was in the womb.
How do you know it didn't happen after he had diagnosed?
Yeah,
you know, went for one checkup. The
Looks
kid was
fine.
Healthy. Yep,
is fine.
Yep. Next
okay,
month.
But yeah. Even if, what if they? Perhaps they could prove all that. It still doesn't matter. It's still ridiculous to sue a doctor because he didn't help you as much as you would have liked him to. Like,
well, it protects societies from bad doctors.
Yes,
that's what it's for.
Right. But there's a difference between. Being a bad doctor, you cut off the wrong hand, say, or whatever.
But who's to decide that? That's what this is deciding
we
in court,
we
right?
don't know exactly the extent of how lousy these doctors were and how obvious a diagnosis they missed.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe
like
it's
you don't
a simple
know,
thing.
Maybe the woman came in with like a slight cough, and they didn't immediately realize she had rubella.
Do they keep the samples that they take from people?
Probably.
To a certain point.
Because then that's the way they could prove it. If they go back to the sample, go, oh, yeah, well, there was stuff in there. Then it would be a valid suit.
But even then, the sample could progress and get worse or whatever.
Could, you know.
What's next in the news?
A related one.
Oh, here we go.
This one is even. This one's way scarier. This one is really scary.
Okay, go ahead. What's
France's first gene-screened baby?
Oh, I heard about
the French again.
The French again.
Yeah, I heard about this.
A French woman has given birth to the nation's first genetically screened baby after she lost two other children to a deadly genetic disease. The baby boy, known only by his first name, Valentin, was born early Monday at the Antoine Beclair Hospital in Clamart outside Paris. His parents' identities were not disclosed. The doctor said the baby's condition was satisfactory, though he was born 6 weeks before term. The couple, who had no trouble conceiving naturally, underwent vitro fertilization and a process called pre-implantation genetic diagnosis in order to ensure their baby did not have a gene defect. Doctors will not specify which gene disease the couple is trying to avoid other than it's saying that it destroys the liver. This is based on they were going to abort the next fetus if they found that this disease
that same genetic disorder
was found in that killed their other two children upon birth.
Yeah.
Okay, you can see their point of view, right? Going, another baby's just going to die if we give birth and we don't find out.
I can see how some people might be a little scared for the precedence here, but...
Oh, hold on!
It's bad.
I agree. Like, I
a
like the idea.
A baby gets born, it's all fucked up, the parents sue. You've got doctors which have got a sign to say your baby's not going to be fucked up, it's going to be healthy, let it be born, and people get pissed? What the fuck?
Yeah, it's
sort yourselves out, people! One cap!
The problem, of course, obviously,
yes.
Although some people can't see it, is that now you can screen, if they can screen for this one gene, they can screen
for all
anything.
They have mapped every gene out.
And now they can screen to make sure.
They don't know what they're all for, but they know a lot of them. They know some of
them.
They know
a good portion of them.
Really, really simple. The parents wanted to have a healthy baby. Fair enough.
Fair enough.
They didn't want a baby to be born that would suffer and die. Also fair enough.
Yes.
So the parents decided to have this procedure done.
It was legal.
And they did it privately.
Yes.
And kept a secret about who it is and what's getting done and what exactly
and who they are.
Yeah. Fair enough. And in a world where that's what happens, everything's great. The problem is, as soon as insurance companies or the government can decide that they want your baby screened, that's when it's a bad news.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Gattaca.
It's one step.
That's
watch
government.
Gattaca.
Yeah.
So this is just the first step. Once this is like, oh, yeah, everything's fine, this happens every day now, this is accepted, then they can go to the next step. Has your child been screened? We won't let him go to this school. He may have a contagious disease that he'll give the other kids, or he can't work here.
Well, genetic diseases
like
are not contagious.
No, I don't think that will happen.
That will happen
because we already have...
Susceptibility to contagious diseases.
True.
That's true.
Yeah.
However,
and
we have
further,
already got pressed
or insurance.
So many ways in which people were so disadvantaged are not allowed to be discriminated against.
Oh, yeah, but there are certain... There's acceptable... discrimination in
there already is. It's
oh, we,
against
we don't
smoking
want,
and I think fat people too, obese
we
people
want,
can't be discriminated against.
Well, think of it this way. Imagine
can,
like okay,
yeah, you know, and
you're
you can
in
take
a job
care of those things.
Say if you want to take up a job where you need really good eyesight, like I don't know, air traffic control or something.
Somebody
you
do imagine, flying or driving.
Pilot. Air Force
exactly.
Pilot.
And they say, oh, we don't want okay, you can't have this job because you have a 25% higher odds of getting macular degeneration. And so that might screw up your eyesight in the future, and we don't want to. It costs a lot of money, say in the military,
to train
somebody. So we don't want to waste that.
Or
money.
Or you're going to crash our $20 billion plane.
You have a higher chance of stroke or heart attack,
and we want you to work here longer.
Yeah. That's right.
Or insurance company saying we can't insure you.
I'm sorry.
That's
no,
right.
You have a
10%
chance. We can't insure your child unless they go through screening. If they have certain predetermined genetic conditions, which we've determined cost more money than we can get out of you from insurance money, I'm sorry, we can't insure that
now,
child.
Now, in a perfect world, they could screen every baby before it was born and only let the really good genetic ones through, and then we won't have cripples. And although that sounds bad, well, I mean, let's face it, how many eggs and sperm are wasted like every day?
Constantly. Ask Americans for
but
purity.
It will never,
sacred.
It will never ever
every
happen.
Sperm is good.
Yeah.
It but will never happen.
They do it already without gene screening.
You can't screen every baby on the planet.
They already do ultrasounds to check out babies, and I'm sure abortions are based on those right now.
Well, the thing is, because you can do screening for you can do ultrasounds and screen babies for the purposes of diseases, it's under these same rules that people, that there's certain people, this happens in Canada and the States too, people will screen for male or female children. Now this is
extend
scary.
That to India
there
or
are,
China.
Well, this is even happening
locally,
in Canada actually, because there's there's a lot of cultures where you want sons rather than daughters.
They won't tell you the sex of your baby anymore. Is that not true?
Unless,
I'm quite
if
sure.
You go to,
there's a reason.
Unless you go
they
to the right
the
doctors. Right?
Well, if you find some doctor who has these same sort of fundamental beliefs,
that's
want
true.
To help
they
you out,
could
and
get
we'll
caught
take
up
an extra,
it,
you
know,
extra couple hundred under the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I think you people are all missing the big picture again. Another French kid was born. When will you learn? The world doesn't
will
need another
stop?
Surrender monkey.
Will it ever stop?
Surrender monkey.
Surrender monkey. This next one is about...
Wise in the arts of love, poor at the arts of war.
Wow. This next one's about the internet and the new domain names. They have been approved. They are going ahead.
Did .porn get accepted?
Seven new domain names, and they all suck.
But did .porn go?
No.
Oh.
.porn did not get accepted.
Not .porn, not .kids.
Oh, that's
either.
Not a surprise.
Yeah. World's sexiest .kids.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff.
Seven
hey, that was right.
I think the reason why they didn't do the dot porn or dot triple X is because they don't want to be seen as sort of implicitly endorsing pornography. You know, this is still politics.
I'm sort of glad they didn't do the dot porn, because they would, the next step would be mandating all porn sites go to dot porn, and then they would put a filter on them, and nobody would be able to access them at all. They'd just go, oop, shut them down. Everything's on dot porn now, and now you're not allowed to have any. Done.
Damn it, I want my free porn.
I know, I'm being a little, maybe I'm being paranoid, but it's something to think about. The seven that were approved, and they all suck.
Well, what were they?
First one is .biz.biz.
Oh, nice and... Okay, first off, why is Z instead of, you know...
B-I-S.
Yeah, and so it's nice and buzzwordy. And second, isn't that sort of redundant with .com?
Okay,
not only
the problem
is it redundant
with
.com, yeah. This is beautiful. Not only is it redundant with .com, the idea was that they'd get people to move to .biz instead of all accumulating in .com because they're running out of domain names.
.com is commercial. It's meant for business.
Exactly. The problem here is that it's a new domain name which people don't recognize, because unless you're actually into the internet like us,
like TV's
you don't
taking
know.
Hold a little bit. People will
yeah, you know, that's only that's not a big problem.
Okay, so the big problem is you're trying to convince people to register.com or to register.businessday.com. So naturally, charging them $2,000 for initial registration fee and then $100 per year.
It's not that much.
Yeah,
they're
it
all
is.
The same.
I just read
no,
it this morning.
They're all the same. No, they're under the same body. They're not going to charge
hold
it
on. One sec.
So much. Okay, if you can find
well,
it, find
here we
it.
Go.
But also the problem with this .biz or any of these, what would happen if I went out, oh, .biz is available. I think I'll register McDonald's.biz. You think I'd get it?
Oh, hell no.
No. You think I could get Boeing.biz?
No.
No.
Why?
What is solving the problem here? There is no solving the problem.
Okay, but wait.
Registered company is just going to go and register their .biz name
and point it
to their existing,
the problem is, the problem isn't having a big corporation like Boeing. Like, who needs Boeing? Boeing does. You don't need it. So if you're after Boeing, tough shit.
The point being is that all the people that have got .coms are then going to also register
just
their .biz.
Go get the other one and
they,
sue anyone
and
who has it.
They may try.
Oh, they will, and they'll do it.
It depends on what it is. What are you talking about? Are you talking about little companies? Where,
any company. Anybody
yeah,
who has a trademark.
Yeah, but you're talking about a company name. And that's not the problem. The problem is all the other ones that aren't specifically company names.
I don't see it solving a problem.
Well, I don't see it solving a problem either. Actually, I'm in agreement with Sam Arion.
There's a million little tiny companies out there that would like to have a .biz or .com website.
The next problem is there's a problem right now with .coms is these companies that are buying them up. Somebody's just going to lay down a wad of cash and buy everything good. Everything that's good right now. And then they're going to...
I think that guy lives in Gastown, actually.
Cyber sitting, it's called.
Surprise me.
I'm all for it. Anybody can buy anything they want. But that's going to be a problem. They're going to say, okay...
Sure, it's going to be a problem. So what do you suggest? No new domain names at all?
Like, somebody's going to go buy rantradio.biz right away. Somebody already bought .net. I don't care. They can buy all the ones that they want. I'm not going to go out and spend $100
for each stupid domain. What do you expect them to do? Just... give up? Oh, all right. Well,
no.
There's going to be problems, so let's not make any new domain
names. I could go on the internet and find you 50 good ones. You just have to be creative. I registered Rant Radio not too, like, 2 years ago, and there's still quite a number that were gone. You just have to be somewhat creative with your naming. I mean, take the English language. If we're in BC, add BC to it, or my, or there's a billion
how
names
about,
you can do.
Or how about going like the sort of country codes too? Like I'm surprised we don't have like a
Rant Radio US,
like
Rant Radio UK.com.
Yeah, they have like .co.uk or .co.jp.
Little
of course,
bit different.
.co.ca might have the Coca-Cola lawyers.
Well, you can't. You'd have to register co.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, they could set up a registry like that. You know, like...
They have, yeah. They've done that. Think of two. Tonga, the place Tonga.
Right.
Somebody registered go.to, go to, and they're subletting it. go.to/rantradio, and I could point it back to Rant Radio site. But it doesn't solve any problems making more domain names. It just creates...
It does.
Craziness and more lawsuits. It does.
Okay.
There's already lawsuits with one.
All they're doing is putting more chances out there. There's twice the chance. There's way more. Well, right now there's way more than twice the chance.
It's a big money grab. It's a big money grab for the domain.
Only so far, Sumerian. Only so far. How many names are you just going to grab up? Just so somebody else won't have a website.
I think the fact that it's such a sort of generic.
They'll get bored of it.
Just like there's like .com is a very generic and it can pertain to just about any commercial venture. So can .biz. So
yeah.
Again, you're going to have the exact same battles. If you have stuff divided up into, you know, like .r,
regulated,
like
Canadian.
The more subdivisions you create, the better it is. Like, is there some reason why ICANN can only register, like, what is it? Like, is it six new?
Seven new ones.
Like, why can't they do 100? Was there a reason?
They just don't want to. But we just went over this with Enki.
The first problem he came up with is that it's not very popular. If you all of a sudden open up 100 of them, none of them
I'm
are going to
sure
be popular.
No, that'll be great.
Adjust.
Dot radio.
Yeah, dot radio.
But
dot
anything.
Dot television.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to know them.
I mean, whatever.
They won't understand them at first, but then everybody will get used to it.
Hey, 100 of them.
5 years ago,
I wouldn't even know about domain names.
Exactly. 5 years ago, who the hell knew?
It's just a whole pile of numbers 5 years ago, wasn't it?
About 10 years ago, when I first went on the internet, everything was numbers, and I didn't understand how to get to any web pages on the internet. It was a big mess.
Web pages didn't exist 10 years ago, did
they? The other ones were, they did. Dot info.
Tim Berners-Lee might disagree with you there slightly.
Created in 85. Enki, back me up.
What?
When did Tim Berners-Lee start creating web pages? I thought it was 93.
It was in the 80s. It's significantly older than that. It was at, the...
CERN?
Yeah, the nuclear research place.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, 85,
I thought
think.
It was... I thought, maybe I'm thinking when the first graphical browsers started coming out.
We're all talking semantics here.
Okay, the other ones are .info... which is not bad. That's the only one that's okay. Look, you can go to rantradio.info for more info about Rant Radio, and I don't know.
Reasonable.
You're still going to have the same problem. Now everybody who has the same page
is just going to get
the info one of it, and then they're going to use that for their info. So how is that any better
than
biz?
Travel.com is going to take travel.info. And Sue, we own travel on the internet. We can prove it.
Well, there's certain pages out there which could reasonably not qualify as .info.
Yeah.
You know.
Another one, .name, which is supposedly for individuals. Like Sumerian.name or whatever. It's dumb.
Sumerian.lame at that point.
Yes, it's just dumb.
Sariat is lord.name.
.pro. For professionals.
Yeah, apparently there's like stringent requirements for what kind of professionals you can be. Doctors and lawyers only, please.
That's about right. .museum. I don't know who came up with that one.
Wow.
How many museums are there? And I mean, there's a lot of museums, but that's the one they picked. .aero, A-E-R-O.
What?
Aerospace, probably.
How much did Boeing pay those people?
No kidding. How much use are you going to get out of
Bombardier
that domain name?
And Boeing are like, hey,
McDonnell Douglas, please.
Let's take you guys out to dinner. Yeah.
And .coop.
Hey.
Which wants a special designation for business cooperatives, such as credit unions and rural electric co-ops.
Who gives a fuck? Business co-ops.
Wow.
Business co-ops. What about non-profit co-ops? What about things like co-op radio? Do they qualify?
That's right.
Yeah, it's like, or is it like only otter co-op around here? It can only be money-making co-ops.
Who's fiddling with their mic? It's driving me insane. It's you.
No. That was me just messing with your mind.
Okay. So that's just drove me crazy. The sheer stupidity of their choices. I mean, any one of us could make up way better names than that.
Dot monkey.
Yeah, sure. Dot monkey.
Dot fecal man.
Dot hiccup.
Oh, this is a good one. Subway cops nab French fry offender. I'm sure people have heard about this one.
Yeah. The French fry offender.
Because it was just so ridiculous.
And I realize it's a little late, but I found the link on the $2,000 domain name registration.
Okay.
For .biz. I'll just post it in the IRC. Sorry.
Okay, is it actually $2,000?
$2,000 initial registration, $150 extra per year.
Hmm.
U.S. dollar is $2,000 to...
So that's to keep out all the poor people from registering.
Maybe it's to keep out all the people that just buy up every name they can.
Maybe.
And sit on it. Are you going to pay $2,000 to sit on a name?
Not a bloody
chance.
That's
what venture capital is for.
That's right. So they're marketing it towards... that's what they do with the elections, too. You have to pay an entry fee, and it's to keep out the riffraff. So you can't register your monkey anymore.
Oh, so why not just put a limit of, say, 10 registrations per individual?
That's not bad. But how are you going to prove that?
Or 20. The same name on the registration and contact.
You just get your friend to register some more.
Yeah, but how many?
Their friend. And your aunt. And your grandma.
But those people that register 10,000 domains are going to get 10,000 different addresses.
It's going
to
be tough, yeah.
It pretty much shuts them out.
Yeah, meanwhile, if you have like a large mega multi-corp capitalist conglomerate trying to register a lot of different company names, then they have enough people in the organization.
You're one person and your business is the internet and you need more than 10 or need more than 20?
Then you're fucked. It doesn't matter. Roto
the cost of doing business.
Over anyways.
Cost of doing business.
Well, the cost of doing business is if you're a single person businessman, you're not allowed to.
You can get
that's the cost of doing business.
You can get cheap, pathetic.com, I guess. Which everyone recognizes anyway.
One of those very .com.
We've already gone over
this.
None left.
That's so
90s.
Problem. Yeah.
Yeah. It's
not nouveau.
No.
It's not cutting edge.
Not .nouveau.
I don't think it would go that
way.
I don't think it would go that way. I don't think anybody would have attitudes about the end of your domain. Oh,
I can see it.
I see .com staying the elite.
If you tell somebody about a domain name, they'll automatically put .com, even if you tell them .net.
Yeah, .net.com.
Yeah, they'll put that, even at the end. It's crazy. Subway cops nab French fry offender. Metro officials in the U.S. Capitol had enough of messy eaters breaking no food rules. As a 12-year-old learned when she was arrested at a Subway stop for eating French fries. Metro spokesman said was an unlucky victim of the week-long crackdown at Metro Station, Northwest Washington.
Wow.
And policies that leave police with no middle ground between issuing a warning and arresting young food offenders. Girl was arrested October 23rd.
Listen, you fucking transit cops, lay off the fucking preteens, would you? Hey, what are you going to do, bust them and, like, govern their allowance? Fuck you!
That's fucking amazing. Absolutely.
We need more 12-year-old girls in jail, thank you very much.
You know what, I bet this will even lead to, like, a McDonald's French Fry Brady Law.
That's
where you got to you have to, like, 5 days in advance, have to actually, like, order
your
fries.
That's right. Have a little ticket, license for French fries. I am a clean eater, it says on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Her mother said, my daughter will now...
Put down the fry.
Put down the fries!
The National French Fry Association.
I'll fucking shoot you in the knees! Drop the bag!
All right.
CFC, Canadian Fry Certificate.
They're going to have to get special
fries.
They're going to have to have fry cops.
You have to take a course, pay $100 to take the test.
No, is this supposed to be governed by transit agencies or
proper methods
police
application?
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
And then, of course, you have to get different licenses for your French fries, your onion rings, your bag of potato chips.
Yeah.
Those are restricted foods.
Yeah, those are restricted foods.
Restricted foods.
They can be concealed in your jacket.
Crunch
they're prohibited.
They have a spray effect, of course.
They can be concealed in your jacket from the transit cops.
Concealed fries.
You have to make sure that... Distractinator.
Maybe you can tell us what you're laughing about.
Okay, yeah, this is just too funny, man. But we'll have to talk about intellectual property laws after we're finished with this topic.
Okay, her mom said, my daughter will now grow up knowing she's been in handcuffs all over a French fry.
She'll probably like it.
The Post reported that the 12-year-old must now perform community service following her arrest and undergo counseling.
Community service with
you've
cops
gotta
and
go
handcuffs.
To recover
wow.
from her abuse? Is that what it is?
Oh, wait a minute.
No. She was ordered.
No, I realize that.
To undergo counseling about her bad eating habits in Subway.
This is how it starts.
Downloading
MP3s, and then you'll be a real menace to society.
Yeah,
it's
the starter crime is French fries,
Every
I'd say.
It's a gateway crime.
Gateway crime, that's what I was
saying. First you start munching French fries, next thing you know, you're going to be spitting on the side.
Yeah, you know, it comes down to, you can understand, you can understand the initial... The cops, okay, as ridiculous as it is, you can understand the cops being, you know, we're told we have to arrest these people and they're overzealous, yay.
Yes.
But then they get them to the court and the court actually says you need counseling. That makes no sense. It's ridiculous to begin with.
The cops need
somewhat understanding that the cops can just go, yeah, we're following orders, and they thought it would be funny. But you actually get to the judge, and the judge says, you need counseling.
Counseling. Hey, here's a tough on crime. This is what you got to do in an election year.
Here's a possible situation. Cops realize this is a bullshit law. So they target a 12-year-old to rally a public outcry and hopefully have this bill squashed because it's fucking retarded.
That might
and
be
they
it.
Have better things to prosecute than
exactly.
offenses.
That actually may be
I would
it.
Arrest,
that's
if I was doing that, I would arrest, and I was those cops, I would arrest, I would not arrest a 12-year-old girl. I would arrest the cutest looking goddamn toddler they could find that day.
Oh, perfect. And it's a lollipop dropped out of its mouth.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry. You were drinking
a baby.
Yes.
Oh yes, drinking out of a bottle. That would be the perfect one.
I'm sorry. You've committed a drooling offense. We're gonna have to take you in.
Oh my God.
Is that bottle registered?
Wow.
Okay, Enki, tell us about intellectual property.
Okay, sorry. Wrong. Kind of a little bit of a topic whiplash situation, but recently the U.S. Patent and Trademark Organization. Was defending the rules they use to grant patents. They stated that they think the rules they use are just fine, thank you very much. We give out patents that are valid. We do a good job.
We got to change them for the Internet. Everything's different on the Internet.
Yes. Well, no. The thing is that the U.S. PTO just doesn't have enough people to really look at the patents in detail enough.
Oh.
And especially anything involving a technical system. Now, I've just posted this link in the IRC. I'll post it again one more time. I found this fascinating little patent on one of my favorite news sites, name of Slashdot. It was kind of buried in there. This is U.S. patent number 5443036, issued by the completely competent U.S. PTO. It is titled Method for Exercising a Cat.
What?
The patent, which has been granted on November 2nd, 1990... was petitioned November 2nd, 1993, granted on August 22nd, 1995. Granted. And actually references other patents, believe it or not, is a method for inducing cats to exercise, consisting of directing a beam of invisible light produced by a handheld laser apparatus over the floor or wall, or other opaque surface in the vicinity of a cat, and moving the laser so as to cause the bright pattern of the light to move in an irregular way, fascinating the cats... as many other animals with a chase instinct.
All right, test subject, Blackjack has no excuse for getting fat and lazy anymore. If your cat gets bloated, I'm going to have it put to death.
Okay, now, I just thought you'd get a kick out of this that other patents similar to this one have been granted to Mattel, Hughes Technology, and the United States of America is represented by the Secretary of the Navy?
Fucking Navy. That's all I have to say on that.
Wow.
So now
this is beautiful. Referenced in that original patent is another patent, which is titled Semiconductor Laser Weapon Trainer and Target Designator for Live Fire. Method for
so
wow.
So you can. So now remember this, kids. While you're, if you, okay. So. Something to keep in mind that when you're waiting for something, you're downloading your illegal MP3s. If you're bored and you make your cat jump around by waving a laser pointer or one of those little thumb lights you have for your keychain at your cat, you can now presumably be sued for patent infringement.
This is all the proof I need. Mankind needs to die. Asteroid has to just come down, hit the planet, wipe everybody out. We're all dead. We don't deserve it. Leave it for the lemurs. It's over.
Basically. Thanks, Dak.
Yeah.
Good job, Dak.
Good job channeling Dak there.
Oh, my God. They can patent person's movements.
That's so nice.
Like, it includes a movement of a human body. You're not allowed to do that without paying us money.
Yeah, you have to pay theoretically, a patent doesn't apply to an individual doing things by themselves, but they'll sue your ass anyways.
They'll try.
That's so crazy.
Spin on that.
Here, I'd like to patent this, a method for inducing anger in remote audio-visual communication devices.
We'll make
millions. Wow.
$1 million.
Usually I'm not too keen on advertising, but this one is pretty funny. Our deepest condolences to Sony on their PS2 shipping difficulties. Dreamcast. Oh, wow.
I like it.
That's just really
well,
nasty.
After all the people with pre-orders that they screwed.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they know how popular it's going to be. I don't understand all these companies' shipping problems.
Yeah.
We are going to sell millions, and then they make, like, paltry amounts of them.
Oops.
And they never
really us.
Like, nowhere near are they not enough.
Oops.
Well, see, that's what happens when you spec out a video game system that's more powerful than the average desktop computer, which sells for $2,000, and you've got to sell it for under $200. Not to mention the fact that it's completely made out of custom ICs, and you're licensing Rambus RAM.
Uh-huh.
What are you thinking? What are you thinking?
Were they taking this time to shop around? Or
no, it's just like there's going to be supply issues when you require a $2 billion fab system in order to build the chips you need for your entertainment.
Hubris.
System. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying they didn't plan properly?
I'm saying they didn't plan properly, and I'm also saying that Microsoft has the exact right idea selling the Xbox. Oh, commodity parts.
Mm-hmm.
They can just go buy the shit anywhere and pop it in.
Yeah.
It'll work, and they'll sell a bazillion of them, and they'll be cheaper.
It's much better. I just don't understand these shipping problems.
One does not plan to fail, one fails to plan.
We're too popular.
Yeah, that's probably what they're thinking is. They're so successful, they figure they can do anything they want, and they'll be fine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We are Sony. You will pay what
take
we
your
give
money.
You.
Yes. This next one,
yeah.
I've always been looking for this. I knew of the rumor. I didn't have it confirmation. The melody to the song Happy Birthday to You, also known as the Birthday Song, was written in the 1890s by an American woman named Mildred Hill. Her sister Patty, who was a teacher, put the lyric "Good morning, dear teacher, good morning to you" to fit the melody. The song grew in popularity over the years and is eventually sung in schools across the U.S. 40 years later, Patty came up with the familiar words "Happy Birthday to you," blah blah blah, etc. Fit those words to her sister's melody. The entire song was then published in 1935. The song was popularized later in 1930s when it was sung in a Broadway production as of A Thousand Cheer and since become the mega classic hit of all time.
I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop.
One final interesting tidbit. The Happy Birthday to You song, lyrics, and melody together are still under copyright protection, so every time you hear them sung on TV or radio, for example, royalties are being paid to the publisher, Warner Chappell, in the U.S. That's why that if you go to one of these places, these restaurants that... you hear every night about 4 or 5 times them singing loudly songs.
The waiters and waitresses, you can't carry a tune on their fucking back.
Mirth and Merriment, they're not singing Happy Birthday. They're making up their own song. They never sing Happy Birthday at
anymore.
These places anymore.
No, they don't.
Because they got sued like Red Robin or any other place. So
wow.
I've been looking for this for a long time.
That just comes back to that point about the Chinese kids got his finger lost off. Don't steal from people or you get fucked.
That's right.
Happy birthday? Come
so,
on.
There's got to be fucking standards somewhere. Where do you draw the line? You got to start from the beginning. Right from childhood. No more fucking happy birthdays unless you're willing to pay the price.
I say you draw the line right at the point where the person who wrote the song's dead.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, they're... As soon as
dead
somebody else has to clean
years?
Up their feces, they don't own the copyright of the song anymore.
That's right. You can't protect it anymore.
That's a good rule.
When you can't
you
clean
can
up...
You cannot physically
remember.
Protect what is your own. You no longer deserve to own it.
It's a very blanket... It covers a lot of ground, doesn't it?
It does. It's simple. Keep it simple, stupid.
You have to remember that...
If I can beat the crap out of you, I can take your car.
Fucking right.
Do you realize what is actually dictating most of the sort of changes in copyright length laws in the States is...
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Because actually, if the traditional copyright expiries had been honored for Mickey Mouse, he would be in the public domain as of, I believe, this
long
year.
Long time ago.
No,
no,
no.
No. Long time ago.
It used to be...
Like 10 years or something.
Well, yeah. And
long
then,
enough to make a profit off of it.
And then it turned... And then they changed to 75 years.
Yes.
But that's still not long enough for Disney.
I think it was
still
a couple of years after the person's death. It was for a while.
Well, in any case...
Uncle Walt's been dead
was,
a while.
It,
yeah,
well,
that's why
no.
they had to change it.
Who
it was like 20 years
was,
after the person's
yeah,
death.
Yeah, and it was
now
reaching... The date would have been, I believe, some... like. I think around this time, plus or minus a year or two. Now you can imagine all the companies that would just be
hopping on that.
It's like, oh boy, you know,
here it comes. We're gearing up. So
yeah, Hello Kitty's got nothing on this one. Who wants your official Mickey Mouse condoms? Get them right here.
So there's that socialist commie Pinko, Uncle Walt, still fucking raking it in, even though his corpse is rotting in a box somewhere.
That's right.
And all the profits are going to that fucky Michael Eisner.
Yeah, so, you know, that copyright thing, that really disturbs me.
It was meant to set up originally so you can make some money and move on. Then other people can profit from it because, well, you've made your money. You're supposed to have made your money already.
Yeah, it's like the whole point for having copyright expiring. There's a point for this. It's not, you know, it's because after a while they realize certain things become classics in the culture. Certain things become a part of the culture, like, say, Happy Birthday.
It becomes public, so everyone can enjoy it, right?
These things have to eventually become part of society. You cannot, you cannot have, they recognize this. You can't have every piece of culture, every bit of arts be someone's possession forever. Eventually you have to have older, you have to have classics, you have to have stuff that's common ground that everybody can access.
Soon it's going to be accepted that companies own everything. It's nothing is public. You can't have anything.
Do we take it from them?
Do you know that the happy face is copyrighted?
Which
that one? Yellow
me.
Smiley, the one that's you see everywhere.
Yeah,
copyrighted 1970.
A copyright. I don't complain necessarily about a copyright. You know, even the Happy Birthday song. I mean, someone wrote it. It's the same thing as any musician song today.
True, but it should be expired.
It should expire at least with the person who created its death.
It was created in 1890.
I can understand.
Whoever
could still be alive.
I can understand going past the person's death so that the kids. Especially if with
to make a little bit more money.
Especially if creations that occur later on, because you know if this is like the family business or something.
Yes,
that makes sense.
Okay,
maybe extend
you know,
it to
Uncle
family.
Uncle Walt's a little long in the grave for that.
Oh yeah,
I really don't think that his nephew there running the company doesn't.
Some like they're trying to copyright human genes.
How do we know?
The human gene. What they patent is the derived gene once it's removed using general genetic techniques.
So bad, all bad. Hi, you're on Ram Radio. Who's this?
No.
Hi, I'm calling. Excuse me, I'm calling for Developmental Disability Association.
Uh-huh.
And is the lady of the house in, please?
No, she's not in. Not this one. Sorry.
We have our pickup truck coming to the area on November 27th.
Uh-huh.
For donated used clothing and household items.
Uh-huh.
Blah, blah, blah.
I just wondered if you have anything for the pickup.
Nope, sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
French kids.
Got some French kids to pick up. No, I didn't want to fuck with her.
Yes. And she didn't notice.
She was stunned.
She's just reading the script.
Is the lady of the house. Lady of the fucking house.
I mean, what is that about?
Lady.
We're hoping to
talk
because
only
the lady.
Women have clothing.
No. No, because women are nicer and they're more likely
more giving.
To give up your crap. Are they going to give up their crap? No. Are they going to go into their closet, their three closets full of crap? No. They're going to go directly into your crap and start taking out the things they don't think you need
no,
anymore.
No, I think you know
hush,
what
will, woman. Silence.
Disabled.
Silence,
you know
woman.
I think it is because women have like three times as much fucking clothing as most guys.
Nope.
And they, you know, you
yeah,
need to
you a,
need to clear out your
they have
damn
a bigger
closet.
No, because a man
bigger,
would never go into a, into
turnover.
The woman's closet and pull out all the things she doesn't wear anymore
I'm,
because he knows it means death.
I'm keeping my ratty underwear. I'm not giving up my ratty underwear.
Dude, I don't think that the Developmental Disabilities Organization wants your ratty underwear.
They don't know.
I've had these underwear since Spider-Man was still on TV. I'm not giving them up.
I don't know. Not all women want to throw
they still
away
fit.
Their guys' stuff. If I got to the point
put a new band
where
in
my
them.
Guy needed new clothes that bad, I would just sit him down and have a serious talk with him and think, look.
And then you
look.
Are a rare, rare commodity.
You
I try
are
to be.
An exception to the rule.
You try to be?
I try not to be a psycho bitch.
Oh,
I'm crazy.
You're right, Rooster. I should have asked her to say what the hell. I should have. I'm sorry.
Next time.
God
next
damn time. It.
First the
next. It's not on the script.
It's not on the
script. It's not on the script.
I can't say what the
I'm
hell.
Not supposed to swear. I might lose
swear.
My job.
It's an acceptable swear nowadays. You can. It's on TV.
So
yeah,
it's
well.
Makes him.
Yeah. Okay. The next story.
Guess not.
What?
Check out.
Let's take a break time because we've been on air for a long time.
Do one more.
Okay.
Do one more. On, right. A long time. Yeah.
Without taking a break.
Scour to power down exchange. It's a sad.
I'm fine with
another
it.
Sad, sad day. Scour Exchange has shut down. This is similar to Napster. It's very, very popular. They just didn't have any money, and now they're gone. Nobody cares.
They have lots of money. It just got all sued out of them.
No, no, no. This was not sued. This was not due to the lawsuit. This is before they were before they went into the lawsuit. Voluntary shut it down. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hello, this is Jim from Ban the French. Can I please speak to Ronan Sariot?
Yes, Jim from Ban the French. We've got Ronan Sariot right here to talk to you on the air. Here he is.
Go ahead, caller.
You can talk.
Yes. How would you like to pledge money for banning French?
No, there's an easier way to do this. It comes back to that law of protection we're talking about, the copyright. If they can't defend their fucking country, we take it. I.e., we'll start with Quebec, because it's nice and local. Sets an example.
That's right, they speak French.
Going back historically, like any religious war, we'll take back Louisiana.
Then you go down to Louisiana, they got that
we'll
sort
fuck
of
up the French
island.
Quarter down there. And then we'll take over France proper, fucking pave it just because we can.
And Detroit.
Everything
and the best part is the rest of the free level world will send money to us as thanks for doing it. So I don't have to pledge cash. People are going to send it to us. Now, how's that to get our cause to rally behind?
And in Canada, we'll have more room on our cereal boxes just for that reason alone.
Fucking right.
Right now, it's half taken up by French. Jeez.
Wow. You know, of course, the money will flow in just because we'll have left Jerry Lewis without a refuge to hide in.
That's
ooh.
So brutal.
Excellent.
Is that all you want to say?
No, it's just Jodeath Moore and I saw my window of opportunity.
Oh, you took it. You grabbed it.
Yeah, I get millions of these kinds of calls every night. I have my own
so
line
do I.
In my house.
The problem is I've got two lines, and they phone them one after the other. It's like, didn't I just talk to you? The woman of the house is not here either. I know you just have
wow.
a bunch of numbers on your sheet, but... Okay, say what the hell.
What the hell?
When they start calling my cell phone, I'm going to hunt
my
them
God.
Down.
Yes, that's annoying. But they have call display on cell phones, so...
Yeah, but what does that do for me? I see a number? I don't know that number. Cool.
You bring
hello?
It, you bring it to the show so we can interview them.
What do I do? Can you hold on for like 6 days until the show?
No, we just phone that number and just do an interview.
It'll just
do you
say
like
caller
annoying?
ID blocked.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I guarantee it.
On your phone, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. That sucks.
Yep,
wow.
Yep.
Okay, we're gonna play something here.
What
Let's
do you
see.
Got on the schedule?
You know what we should do?
What's that?
What's
we
that?
Should get some of Ronan Sariot's people to to find out the phone numbers of some...
There you go.
I mean, that can't be hard enough. They've got to have phone numbers. They just
almost
have
any
to
major
block.
Charity.
That's right. You just go
not
to the
just
main
charities.
Numbers.
Like, I would prefer to go after, say, whoever's trying to sell me shingle siding for my house that I don't have.
Yes.
Or
carpet cleaning.
Carpet cleaning.
Good
you know,
afternoon.
That sort of thing.
Could I interest you in a local paper?
Please.
It's only 14 cents a day.
And we have to find out the number... To the telephone sales, not just to this company. Of course, that's not going to work because you talk to some secretary who gets this crap herself and really doesn't deserve it any more than we do.
True.
But we have to get, like, a return number, and they must have an extension that
well,
we can get somehow.
You just
and,
phone
and
up.
And Ronan Sariot, he has people.
6 o'clock?
No, you just phone up.
It has people underneath him that will do that, I think.
Phone up the main number and ask to talk to somebody about a pickup, and that's the person that's going to be phoning. Right?
No, but it's best to just... have the number and dial it.
Jack, what's your view?
I say kill them all. I mean, this is just stupid. I mean, like, this
basically.
Is just another example that basically people are just dumb animals and they basically deserve to, basically die. I mean, just call in
with
the fucking goddamn... Basically, that thing of a call. Now, whatchamacallit? The asteroid.
Call
yeah,
down
right.
the asteroid. We're all hoping for the asteroid. We're looking for
remember
a solution.
Remember Glenn Dasu.
Remember Glenn Dasu. There you go. Give it to the fucking bugs. There
that's
you go. Because
right.
mankind's too stupid to live.
Is that the what's that from? Starship Troopers? Is that the
oh yeah?
Want to know more?
Oh, that's great. I have an email, a spam email that does have a 1-800 number. So we're gonna. It's not multi-level marketing. It's an ethical home business. So let's see if we can do something.
There we go.
See if they find ethical funds and make sure they don't wear leather. Because leather's non-ethical.
Of course, we're costing them money here.
1-800-529-8162. Congratulations on taking your first step to financial freedom by making this call. My name is Conrad D. in San Diego, California. And if you're truly ready to achieve prosperity and understand that work ethic combined with the right vehicle can make it happen, then I'm excited for you.
Set me free, Conrad.
Not.
Tell us, preach on.
This is a traditional home-based business that provides daily support and training.
Now, you think he'd talk faster on a 1-800 number. Like, he's paying for it.
That
huh?
makes me wonder if it's something to be charged to.
You can't
be
charged for a 1-800 number.
Telecommunication system in place,
as far as I know,
does the selling for us. This is, however, a home-based enterprise that does require your time and effort. Must be coachable and enjoy working in a team environment.
We're going to try some numbers here. See if we can skip this.
That would be the fax line.
That would be the fax line.
That's
useful. Don't press star.
Okay, the trick is call that number. Get a piece of paper.
Okay, good. Perfect. 1-800-529-8162. It's a fax line. They're spamming. They're spamming all over the internet. They give out
some toner cartridges.
They give out spam. What you do?
Get a Playboy. Or say, some other naughty picture.
No, not that. This is better.
No.
You take, you put some font, you do up a thing, say, stop spamming, then do a reverse color on it, so most of it's black except for the words.
Ah, yes.
And then put it through your fax machine and put it on loop all night.
Yeah,
don't do it at your house.
Just tape the top to the bottom and let it go.
Yeah, just
big old loop.
Do that with, especially if you've got like two or three pages. So.
Big old loop. And what you need to do is go to one of those stores that allows you to fax. Go in there. Slip it in, make sure it's out of view, and just let it start running, and walk out of the store. Or go somewhere that's not identifiable, because
you
shouldn't do this at your house.
Is there any way to hook up a fax machine?
Actually, I don't think there's anything fraudulent about that. They'll know your phone number, but you haven't really broken any laws.
No, it's a fax machine. They should have a limit on their fax. They're spamming us. It's not a justification, but you know.
But you know.
Hey, that's why it's great to live in Canada. That's why it's like to live in Canada when they live in California.
Oh, yeah.
Long distance charges plus makes it that much more difficult to try and prosecute.
Anybody in like the Emirate of Tuvinia or somewhere who's got like 1-800 service in the States, please try this.
So that's the way to
wrongs
fuck up.
Wrongs don't make it right, but a damn sure makes us even.
That's right. So I've got something that was made by Smokehouse here.
Oh, that little twerp again. And what are you playing his shit for, Sam?
hey.
He's out of there.
He's the audio Jesus of Rant Radio. That's his title. If you go to the...
Say, Dak, don't you have something for Smokehouse?
Oh, yes, of course. Fuck.
He's keeping a running total, isn't he? Yes.
I think so.
He's got it from year 2000 onward. He's going to give us a full total breakdown. Okay, this is Smokehouse on... this is a cult testimonial. With Smokehouse and Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Oh, this should be a piece of art.
This should be amazing, actually.
I started listening to it before the show. I had to stop it, or else it's so funny. Okay, because I wanted to hear it during the show.
Crank that volume.
Here it is. Smokehouse did this.
I'm sure that many of you who haven't joined cults are wondering to yourself, why should I join cult? What's in it for me? For some of us, it's just a sense of community, but for others, it can actually change their life. For example, let's look at our very own Lieutenant Major Zombie. Here is an example of Zombie before cult.
Feels like I got a booger in my nose. Ow. The green booger. Never eat Chinese food and drink apple juice. Gives you the farts. Yes, man. Kind of right now, too.
Pretty scary, isn't it? Well, fear not, boys and girls, because I'm here to tell you all that's changed. But then again, wouldn't you rather hear it from the man himself rather than me? Ladies and gentlemen, to tell you how cult has changed his life, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's me, Zombie. All you people know I work at Taco Bell. Reminder, all that crap. So there's this hot chick that works at Taco Bell. A little bit shorter than me, you know. And she's 17. Me and this girl have been seeing each other lately, just talking to each other. So, Monday, last weekend, Saturday, we met, we flirted, all that. We've been flirting for a couple months. Then we went cruising around the streets. We started flirting in the car, stuff like that. So it kind of dark out, and we just cruised by the park, decided to walk the trail. So we're walking down the trail. It's a trail
creek, goes into the forest. The forest is big, leads on forever. So we walk down there, we hold hands, we kiss, we keep walking. And you start, she kind of like pushed me down, jumped on top of me. We start making out. Then, see, she moves downward and she pushes me upward. So, next thing you know, man, Mr. Winky guy pops out. Says hello to her. She grabs it, and you know what? Almighty Zombie got some head. This is like new experience for me. I never got hit before. This is really cool. I mean, I give all credit to Rant Radio, Colt, Sean Kennedy, and most of you people, because, man, it just feels great. Well, thanks, Sean Kennedy, for straightening my life up with Colt, making me a more man.
And if that's not proof enough, let's ask people on the street. Excuse me, ma'am. How do you feel about Zombie now that he's joined Cult?
Hi, I'm a 14-year-old. I'm really horny. Please take advantage of me.
Well, that just about says it all, doesn't it? Until next time, kids, this is Prophet Smokehouse reminding you, fill out those questionnaires and send them in, because you never know what Cult can do for you.
Where did you get that? Like, what is that?
That's amazing.
Oh my god.
All I've got to say is...
Zombie got some? Oh my god.
Zombie got some.
I can't believe it.
Oh my god.
Well, at least she ain't going to get pregnant.
About halfway... Oh.
There's
about
just halfway bad possibility.
I was thinking it should have started out, Dear Penthouse Letters.
No kidding, huh? Man.
This really happened to me.
I can't believe it. Oh, Quill said she got head too when she joined.
I can verify that.
it turns people's lives around, doesn't it, Ink?
It definitely turns people's lives, among other parts, around.
Stop it!
Sorry, I got head too. Most of them on the end of a pike.
And of course, Smokehouse had to add that in on the end.
You know what Smokehouse is going to do? There's that quote, which I will never be able to live down. The scary part is, I think... And then there's the quotes that Quoth gave last week.
Which were never used.
And which I'm sure he still has on file.
Oh, I'm sure.
And then there's that line that you said earlier tonight, Sim.
Yeah.
I'm sure that... I swear, eventually... He's gonna have a whole porn soundtrack. he's gonna put this thing out. He's gonna put it on Napster.
I can make it into a commercial for
one. No. There's gonna be an MPEG.
Everybody.
It's gonna be an MPEG, and it's gonna be Lieutenant Major Zombie as the voice of Rocco.
And then
the voice of Girl on the Left as the 14-year-old.
Yeah, oh my
if
God.
I remember right, that's about what happens in Rocco videos.
Yeah, they go to different countries, don't they?
Yeah, they go to different countries for that.
Somebody found an online fax machine. Don't mess with the online armies here. Oh my God! So they're going to play a little havoc with that 1-800 number there.
Oh, that's good.
Mwah.
Wow.
Well, Smokehouse, that was clever and rather humorous, but it's not enough to save you. You're not getting in the good books ever. Nice try.
Ever, Smokehouse.
That was hilarious. Thank you.
Don't encourage him.
Hey. I just want to casually remind him.
Just wait till you say something mildly pornographic, which can be used against him.
I'm sure we do it all the time.
Oh, I'm sure he's got enough to bury all of us.
So I think
I'm pretty safe.
Yeah, right.
I've got something about Skip Radio here. Ooh. That is pretty interesting. It was posted November 16th on the cult page. Okay, Skip is here. He just got back from his probation officer about a few hours ago, and I've been busy. This is from Center by Babs. I've been busy getting a page up and trying to deal with all his new bullshit that his probation officer put on his head. Get this shit, no internet at all.
What?
He's not allowed to go on the internet.
1-800, you're fucked.
Why?
How does this...
It's part of his probation, I guess. He didn't mention it before, so...
Oh, there's all these bad people on the internet. They're bad influences. Look at the horrible things they've done with him. They've warped his mind while he was in jail.
It probably has connection with that alleged porn...
Yeah, what the hell's going on there?
Oh. It was dropped because it was bullshit?
But you used a computer to get pornographic images. Computers are bad.
What the hell?
Hello? One second.
Uh-oh. It seems as though Sim has taken it upon himself to try and break something.
Yes, yeah, he's trying to break it.
Technical support doesn't get their act together. What do you do?
There we go.
There we go.
Okay, nobody move.
There we go.
Wow. That's because my loyal minions are splicing my new face onto the page.
So I don't know whether this is enforced by his probation officer, which I don't think they can
Is he allowed to listen to audio, which is conducted over the internet, as long as he doesn't touch the computer?
If he's in the vicinity, I'm sure he's allowed to be around a computer. If he's like 10 feet away from it, he's probably not allowed to touch it.
He just has to have someone else touch the volume knob,
Can probation officers impose new... restrictions on you?
Sure they can.
Just because they feel like it?
It's a PO in Pennsylvania. You have no rights. We learned this already.
They're already taken away. Okay. That's just completely baffling. I can't believe that.
By the time they're done, you're going to be able to park a 18-wheeler up Skip's ass.
Oh, sorry. Cenobite Babs just sent me... there's been some updates, and he's emailed them to Sean. Some of that's inaccurate. But I'm sure it's somewhat close to something.
That's
along those lines.
It is close to something.
Something. It's close to something. It may be completely inaccurate, but it's something to say in the meantime.
I just remember when we first started doing the show, and Sim would just talk, and he'd talk, and he'd talk, but he wouldn't really say anything. But he'd just keep talking because you can't have dead air. It was very excellent.
Wow. That's always gooder. What's next there, Sim?
Jeez, I gotta carry the whole show, don't I?
It's all your weight. It's all your shoulders. We're here to support you, Sim.
We're doing the best we can here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do my work for me.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. Attack of the flies. Officials to release flies whose larvae feed on fire ants.
Okay.
Okay.
They're bioengineered.
Bioengineered
larvae.
How much an advantage do larvae have over fire ants, really?
No.
Fire ants will kick their ass.
No, they won't.
These are bioengineered flies, which lay their ants by injecting them into the head of a fire ant.
Ah.
Yes. The maggots eat the head, brain, all the stuff inside the front end of the ants.
Then
come out, become a new fly, and repeat the cycle. These flies aren't limited in any ways. It's self-sustaining biocontrol, says Richard Brenner, who leads USDA research team in Florida. Releasing flies at 12 sites per state could blanket the region in 5 years.
They want to do this. Are fire ants a problem?
They've already started doing it. Fire ants are a problem. But, hey, here's the problem. What happens if they get the appetite for some other kind of ant or some other kind of thing which is vital to the ecosystem?
Biological weapon?
They're not going to touch people. They're not going to touch people.
Why not?
Because the larvae are so
small. Because we're people and we're not ants.
The biochemistry is totally different.
Yeah,
but
larvae can't eat us.
They're not going to work the same way.
Look, the
problem is, what if there's something similar to an ant that's vital to the ecosystem?
You're not similar to an ant. Don't worry about your ant.
I know.
Fine.
Yeah,
what
about the problem?
Caterpillars,
pollinating bugs is what we're concerned about.
Yeah, all the plant life dies off.
There's actually like a serious problem in North America right now. Not a lot of people know this, but the bees are in serious trouble.
All the pollinating insects and animals are down by about a third.
What's going on right now with bees specifically? There is, I believe it's a fungus which infects.
There's mites. It's mites.
It's mites. That's right. They're mites, and they basically infect the hives and kill the bees off. And you know, also there's all the sort of residual effects of the pesticides, because it's not just beehive bees. There's also like non-social bees, which do a lot of work. And there's a lot of these other species that are
called nerd bees.
Well, there's people just don't realize how essential this stuff is.
I don't think they can test something like this. It's just too hard to test
it's unbelievable.
You can test it on every single insect in the world.
You can't.
The thing you have to worry about
so
is mutation.
Insects.
It may work fine just on the fire ants right now, but the odds of mutation are just hideous. I mean,
the life cycle of a fly is so quick. That's why they use flies, the fruit flies. We need a microphone.
Don't they have the potential to mutate every, like, on average, every 10 generations?
I wouldn't know if there's...
so quick.
It's very fast.
That's why they do it, right?
But regardless, it's got a short life cycle.
Yeah.
And out in the open like that, the more of them you have, the more likely that you're going to get mutations that popping up.
Just as a side note here, listen to what the girl on the list has to say. She is a biochemist, just so you know.
Not a biochemist,
has credentials.
A biologist. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's even better.
Biologist, yes. No chemistry involved. Do you want to do Tales from the Street?
I think we should do a gross hospital story.
Gross hospital story? You want to
gross
do a gross
hospital story with Uncle Dak. We always do that one first, Tim.
Okay,
well,
that's right.
I thought it was Tales from the Street first myself.
Oh,
maybe
it is Tales from the Street.
Yeah, Tales from the Street.
Okay, you want to do that then first?
Oh, sure.
Got a Tales from the Street?
Tales from the Street. Sure, why not?
Why not?
No
okay.
pressure, though.
No pressure, yeah.
Okay, here it goes.
Oh, true.
Got to change seats.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Batten down your hatches and lock your doors. It's Ronan Medic's time once more for Tales from the Street. Yes, I'll have to cross this one over with a rather unique story that I got to share with old Uncle Dak one time. I remember one time I got called out to, of all things, yet another heart attack while responding for a fire call. Because, you know, firemen, they also respond to medical calls.
Uh-huh.
We arrive on scene, ironically enough. Get out there, paramedic crew's out there, they're already doing CPR. I'm the first guy off the truck, so of course they go, "You! Yes, you! We need you!" And I'm like, well, that's great. The captain looks over at me, smiles, because he knows it's not him being volunteered, and off I go, and I start thumping on this guy's chest, and we go off into said ambulance, and I'm looking over at the guy, and he's looking over at me, it's like, okay, you can stop now. Close the doors. Ambulance pulls off, lights and sirens for about 3 blocks. Lo and behold, lights go off, radio goes on, starts going down at regular speed.
Yeah.
Guy sits there next to me, so, how long have you been doing this? About 2 years. You can stop pounding on his chest now. Okay, well, what's going on? It was just a big show for the ladies. Well, what do you mean? Well, from what we can tell, this guy's been dead about, an hour.
Oh.
Oh, so you mean to tell me, you just did the really nice thing of what's called the show. This is where I get introduced to
the show.
The show. It's
the
called
dog and pony show.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, really?
It's the dog and pony show. What they do is it's done to make the family feel better, like you're at least trying. So that way when you get to the hospital,
yeah,
if the person's not in rigor mortis, they can fake it. Yes.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean? If the person's not
if the person's not gone to rigor mortis,
yes.
As in, you arrive on scene, the person's been dead an hour. Blood's
okay.
Just starting to pool, he's drained, he's starting to get kind of cold.
Okay.
But he's still flexible.
Yes. How long does it take for rigor mortis?
Depends on the person, depends
okay.
on a few other things.
Okay. Approximately.
Yeah, a couple hours.
Okay. And then it comes out after...
It takes... If I remember correctly, it's been a while since I've dealt with rigor mortis.
Yeah.
But if I remember correctly, it kicks in about anywhere between 8 and 24 hours and relaxes anywhere between like 48 to 72 hours,
okay.
If I remember correctly.
Okay.
But if someone wants to look that up, go ahead. But it's been a while since I've had to deal with it.
And also, isn't there something that I think Dak said once that you have to do something or you're required to do some certain thing to try and revive them, or
just in case.
Is there something about you could be sued because you didn't try?
Assuming that the guy hasn't been dead for an hour?
That's assuming, of course, you're looking at them and they don't have any of the telltale signs. Like you can write,
okay.
Like working EMS, there are certain things you can look for. The guy's cut in half. You don't have to try to do CPR.
Really?
There's another scene where, guess what? If he's missing the top of his head and you can see brain,
And it's 5 feet away.
And it's 5 feet away, and you can actually see the smear trail. Technically, you don't have to try. If the bastard still has a pulse and is twitching, well, you're stuck. But if the guy...
God damn it.
If there's a big pool of blood, he's gray, and you can see brain, you don't have to try. And there's other certain scenarios, like decapitated head.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the guy's gone.
You sort of squish it on
exactly.
And try and
do
it.
Come on, press on that neck.
Oh, you get
his press-on head.
Pretty much. You get on the cell phone, you go, yeah, doc, yeah, I just arrived here. Uh-huh. What can you find? Well, there's this big smear mark and this arm. Okay, I'll call it at this particular time.
Does the arm have
a
pulse?
Arm. Get the Ziploc.
Yeah, it's not even. It's get the fire hose.
No,
get the fire hose and the strainer. But we're getting back to the original story of the great dog and pony show. I'm sitting back, because this is the first time I've ever been really exposed to it. It's like, I've been told about it, but I've never actually seen an actual ALS crew. Just somebody say, turn off the lights. How are you? And he sits back and he starts having a coffee. And we start talking about the dog and pony show and how it's good for the psyche and the times you're supposed to call and the times you're not supposed to.
It probably is.
Oh, it's great in that respect. But it's just one of those realities that people, EMS is great. We can save, in theory, less than 10%.
Mm-hmm.
We get there, they're already dead.
Really?
Or they don't, if they're truly there... If I remember correctly, it's about 10% of the calls we can actually physically do and make a difference. All our job is to do is keep them alive long enough to pass them off and to get them to surgery.
Yeah,
it's this lovely thing called the golden hour.
That's usually what I hear on the news. There was an accident and he was declared dead at the hospital.
Yes, that's
is that usually how it works?
Because EMS
keep them going.
Yeah, there's certain times EMS can declare them dead. However, there's other times as well where it's like, well, you know, he's still kind of flexible. And even though blood's kind of squirting out and there's not much left of him, we got to technically scrape him up, pour him onto the spine board, and drag him on, and let a doctor who's getting back to our earlier
better at declaring people dead.
He's better at declaring people dead.
He looks pretty dead, but I think a doctor should look at him.
I think I can understand the thing here, because, you know, say you walk into the living room and Uncle Mort has been lying in the chair there, and he's starting to cool
smelling
off
pretty
a little.
Good.
He's starting to cool off a little bit, and he's kind of slumped in a funny position. Oh my God! You called the ambulance. The last thing you want them to do is them to sort of walk up and say, "Well, you know,
yep,
if you hadn't been a lazy ass and gone and checked on your poor Uncle Mort, you knew he had a heart condition.
Mort.
Then it would be, you know, then I'm this wouldn't dead. Be all
yes.
your fault that he's dead.
That's an intended
so
pun.
You can kind of understand the dog and pony show thing.
I fully understand why they do it.
Isn't
it was just
kind
of just
gross?
The initial shock. You know, you go through your still reasonably fresh out of school in a lot of respects. You're still getting your hands wet, pardon the pun.
Yeah.
But,
Isn't it kind of gross, like, working on this guy that's been dead
well,
for
you know,
one or two hours?
Pucker
like,
up!
It's dead. That's a dead thing.
Yeah,
not even fresh. You don't even get the 5-second rule.
No. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, no bachelor rules for you. Yeah, that's... No, it was just a real shock to the system. I just want people out there, and it's like, look, you know, we can really help you if it's throwing on a Band-Aid, throwing on a splint. We can do that.
Anybody got some Band-Aids? This guy's
pretty
dead.
The guy's dehydrated? Sure, we'll make a difference. We can start an
Open
IV.
Open his mouth.
Yeah, we can start an IV line, get some fluids into him, and start the procedure. But most of the recovery that's done where medical action makes a difference is actually in the emerge and actually in the hospital.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
If your heart has stopped for, like, what, more than 6 minutes, basically the brain isn't getting any of that good shit called oxygen,
and it starts dying, yes.
Yeah. So then you're pretty much really well and truly fucked, even if they do bring you back.
Yes, but even if they do bring you back, there's something called organ donating.
Yeah.
As bad as that is, after 6 minutes, your brain does start to die. If we can get oxygen to a certain amount of time, we can recover part of the brain, assuming it's not gone through too terribly much shock.
He's a human host for the organs.
Yeah, for lack of a better term, yes.
Yeah.
He's now, congratulations.
Keep some fresh.
Ding, he's done. These organs are fresh and hot to go.
Yep.
We'll ship them where we need them. Yeah. But that's...
I guess so, huh?
Yeah, it was just one of those things. It was just something I wanted to share with the listeners.
Can they do that?
There.
Do they ship them to a place that needs organs
no,
and wait for them to die?
No, they ship...
Or do they,
no.
How does that work?
No.
Okay, you got to explain...
Now we're getting into that whole Gattaca kind of thing. Oh, you're dead. You don't need those organs, and you're genetically capable. You'll be matching him. It doesn't matter what your family wants. No.
Four pints of blood.
Oh, yeah, or how, or
just
what
drain happened. Him. He'll die after.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, just turn off the machine. Oh, I tripped over the plug. Oh, here we go. I don't understand. I didn't hear any beeping.
Yeah, the family slipped me a bill, so.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Here we go. All sorts of lawsuits potentially. That's just fabulous. But no, it was one of those real shocks of reality for myself.
Uh-huh.
I had to experience this. Like, wow, okay, welcome to the Dog and Pony Show, kids.
Yeah.
The reason we're doing this is to make the family feel better. Now that we're outside of visual range and you can hit cut and stop rolling the cameras, and now we can sit back and have ourselves a Starbucks and chew on a Tim Horton donut.
Pretty much it, isn't it?
And that's pretty much it.
We're out of the camera's view, okay, cut.
Because the Grizz ain't got time tonight for that kind of funk.
Absolutely, yes, that's right.
Wow.
So there you go.
Okay, that's very cool.
Well, that should be a pretty suitable lead-in into
to the gross hospital story.
Gross hospital story.
So are you ready, Dak?
Hopefully they'll get the whole, you know, growing arms and organs and stuff like that on track, and they won't need organ donors anymore. And, you know, maybe they'll be able to make blood. I mean, what do they have to do? They have to grow some bones.
Yep.
Girl on the left, yeah, do you know anything about that?
Grown blood? Can you grow blood?
I don't know if
what
grown
makes
blood. I know they
I'm
are working on...
I'm certain they can grow blood. It's just
been,
a matter of when you
cut somebody open, blood
I know
appears.
That they have been working on the... Well, I mean, blood is not like it's super easy because there's also
oh,
the
sure.
whole immune system.
Blood's the easy, great and easy to come across. What you do is you go out in the middle of nowhere and you grab yourself a shovel and you find some poor deserving schmuck who's riding on the bus with you.
You bleed him.
And you bleed him. And you can donate the blood as you lop it up into the bucket.
I know that they, I know that they've been working on actually like artificial blood. I've heard about this. They've
yeah.
been...
It's a perfluorocarbon-based solution that actually carries more oxygen than blood does and can transport carbon dioxide into your body and nutrients, too.
As long as your body doesn't reject it and it can carry the things that it normally carries, that's what blood is.
Exactly,
good enough.
I can't remember if it was 30 or 50% of your blood can be replaced with it at one time.
You can't, you can't do too much because
that's
like,
pretty
blood
good, though.
Still has to,
that's
there's certain things your blood has to carry. Like,
hey,
you have to be able to carry the, you know, your immune... You know, your
that'd be pretty cool. I'm gonna swim.
Filler.
I'm a swimmer, and I'd be better if I didn't really need to breathe for quite so long.
Actually, it's interesting you should bring that up because it's the same stuff that they were originally developing for divers to breathe. That thing you saw. Anybody see the abyss here?
Yep.
Yes.
Remember the abyss? Do you know the mouse that they put in the fluid? Do you know that was real? That mouse was
it was
a similar perfluorocarbon, and that mouse was actually immersed. In
but
real stuff.
What a great feeling
that
would be.
Remember,
yeah, the mouse didn't like it very much.
Just a sec.
You don't say.
People, they haven't done that with people? I thought that they had.
I don't know if they've done it to people. With the mice, it caused some, respiratory damage.
Oh. Well, it's so thick.
Because it's so thick,
it
damages the
heart
to move.
Bullshit, it gives little fuckers a heart attack.
No,
I would.
No, it's because the tissues in the lungs are so delicate.
Not meant for that.
No, they're not meant for the having to deal with, like, sucking up.
Mice are weak.
So now they need to come up with your lung gene that makes your lung more leathery.
The captain, remember, it's more than just how much
oxygen.
It's
called smoking. You got it before me.
It's not just a question of how much oxygen this liquid can carry. Because there's, I mean, the thing is, it has to be able to. It has to be something which basically takes up oxygen in the environment of the lungs, but releases it when it's out in the tissues. And that the way your body actually does it has to do with like acid balance, actually. But you know, there's some tricky shit going on in there, which is probably why that stuff is, why this is not, like, widespread, because apparently, something I picked up off of a comic strip of all fucking things, but apparently there's a real shortage of blood right now, like, like in general in the States. I'm assuming in Canada as well.
From my understanding,
crime's gone down, right?
Oh, yeah. From my understanding, they get 1 pint for every 10 they need.
Whoa.
Why do you think there's all these ads for Canadian blood
tons
services on
of ads.
TV?
Tons.
My God, it's
oh, but you, I wonder why they used to have donor clinics in the mall and whatever.
Well,
and
the thing is, a lot of people, and especially up in Canada, there's become sort of a stigma attached to it because first off, there was a few years ago there was this case where a lot of people got people with hemophilia came down with AIDS because they weren't screening. And there's sort of a stigma test there, and probably no small amount of irrational fear, thinking, oh, I'm going to get AIDS. Not the way it works, but there's also one other thing. This was raised by that comic. It was
It was Keith Knight's comic in Salon. He's pointing out that back for the sort of World War II generation, donating blood was like, that was like part of, like, that was like your duty.
Civil duty.
That was part of your civil duty. You were supposed, it was something you had to do. It was, you were, if you were able to
recycle metal and give blood.
Exactly. It was something you're supposed to do. Those people kept on donating blood for years and years and years. Those people are dying off. And people that are sort of in our generation, it's just like, the other thing too is, used to be the Canadian Red Cross. That you donated blood
to.
Until
they got, you know,
and,
sued into the ground.
Well, they got sued into the ground because their way of pre-screening for AIDS was basically asking a question, are you gay? Okay, then you can't donate blood.
Oh, or fuck it,
which
brain
is
monkey?
A really bright way to do it.
Okay, but let's think about this for a second. You don't like the way they're doing it. We're going to fire them. Or we could say, let's change the way they do it.
They
instead
didn't,
of written...
They didn't. They didn't. That was that they first got in shit for that question. I think in the mid 80s, and that questionnaire was still being used right up till their last clinic. Some that I remember up
so
at
what
that
you're saying
like
is they didn't
1998,
change it. What you're saying is they didn't change.
They never
it.
Changed that
okay,
question.
Okay, but what I'm saying is they should have changed it.
They fucking should.
Who's
have.
In charge of the Red Cross? It's a government thing.
No, it wasn't. I remember hearing that there was quite a bit of sort of religious involvement in it, sort of a Christian.
Does anybody know if?
And they just thought it was easier because, it's fucking stupid. We all know AIDS is not a gay disease, but these people for some reason didn't figure it out. And
your blood knows if you're gay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think if I got AIDS, I'd be like,
straight people don't get AIDS.
Does anybody know if blood is donated anonymously? Do they just go, this is batch, this is blood, we'll test it. If it's bad, we throw it away. Or does it come back and say, oh, we tested and you have a disease. I'm sorry to tell
anonymous.
You know what's one thing I remember seeing them all, they're getting so, and this is something I saw recently, they're getting so dire for blood that I remember seeing a display at one of the local malls saying, find out what your blood type is and find out your fortune. No, seriously. They were going to... No, seriously. Over in
their
Japan...
Fortune.
Over in Japan... Like, this is something I've heard. Like, over in Japan...
You'll
people,
become woozy.
People in... No, people in Japan have this thing where they give up their blood type. If you told... People in Japan... Everybody knows their blood type because it's like your astrological sign. There's certain personality types which are supposed to go with certain blood
oh, really?
Types. Yeah, okay. It's this whole thing. You ever see anime? Main characters, you always know what blood type they have, unless they're like aliens or some crazy shit. They always
and it
give
always
it out
glows green
because it's always supposed because there's supposed to be like a significance to it. It's supposed to dictate their personality traits, and they were doing this like find out your blood type so you can know what kind of it was, and they were saying oh yeah and you'll find out what kind of career you're gonna have. And I was like they're using the old personality
blood type.
Shit.
What blood type is Sailor Moon?
I can't fucking remember.
Not no, remember.
Red.
It's all right.
I'm.
Do they pay for you donating blood up here?
Not in Canada.
No,
in the States
not
they do.
In Canada. Some places in the States.
Some places in the
States. And I guess they're a bit hesitant to do that, and then everyone will get used to it.
Where's my money?
Then they won't do it for
well,
free.
Well, it also tends to... You all remember that episode of The Simpsons where
Bart goes down.
Bart goes on the squishy bender.
Yeah. Self is blood. There's also... I mean, our health care system is Medicare, and in the States, you pay for your medical anyways, right?
Yeah, so everyone's used to paying.
The government's going to be just coughing us up cash, and we're going to be bitching
we'll
about
be paying
having
about
to pay more.
It.
We're
true.
Paying for it, right?
Very true. Yeah. They'll be like, shouldn't pay for blood.
But on a health note, just to let everyone know, donating a pint of blood is actually very good for you.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
What does it do?
What does it do? It clears out a lot of your system.
Probably because you have to
make new healthy cells.
And besides, you know, if you ever get stabbed and you start to bleed...
You'll get used to it.
And you're used to having lack of blood, you'll be able to defend yourself. You won't immediately go faint from a lack of blood. You'll be able to stand your ground and destroy your enemy.
I lose a pint of blood. Hey, look,
oh,
most,
fuck, now I'm going to have to kill you.
Most women lose a pint of blood every month. They don't seem to suffer too bad for it.
Let's get on with the gross hospital stories and throw, shall we, Sim?
Right. They don't lose a pint of blood. They slow... Fuck off.
They still lose a pint of blood. About, I think it's
really?
A pint of blood out of your body.
Lose it? They're not losing it. They're getting rid of it. They're like, well, thanks for coming out. I'm glad you're gone. That's
wow.
Not loss.
It's time for Politically Incorrect with Inky. Yeah, and you've seen how they fucking behave.
Well, do you really trust something that... Well,
I don't understand
well,
the
Inky,
joke.
Well, Inky, just for you, do you really trust something that bleeds for 5 days and doesn't die?
We're going down the wrong path. Okay, it's time for Gross Hospital Stories. Are you ready, Uncle Dak?
Oh, sure, I'm ready to kill people.
Okay.
With an asteroid.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for Gross Hospital Stories with your old Uncle Zach on Rant Radio.
Hello, boys and girls.
Hello, Uncle Doc.
Come up here and sit on old Uncle Doc's.
Oh, hell no!
No way.
Oh, yes. It's time to share another night with my friend Jack Daniels. Pull up a chair and stay a while. Now, I don't know if I've ever had the chance to tell you this, but...
Got that breathy thing going.
I used to work in a hospital for 5 years.
Hold on!
5 years! And in that time, I saw many gross and disgusting and unbelievable things, such as what I'm going to share with you today. Now, in light of Ronan Medic's story earlier about dealing with how if you don't deal with it with the dead and they just kind of come back and you drop them off in the hospital. Well, one time I'm there and I see these guys roll them in and I couldn't remember if it was Ronan Medic or not that walked in and dropped off this one guy. This old guy. Looked like he was already dead. But of course, oh no. They looked, the blood was pooled and the entire room was filled with all these dead bodies.
Uh-huh.
And you know how I feel about dead bodies in the morgue and how eventually when I was just really, really bad with them. Well, I was sitting back and everyone was over having coffee. The doctors were asleep and I was doing my rounds. Next thing I know, the undead start to rise from the beds.
Are you talking zombies, Uncle Doc?
Zombies?
Well, I couldn't be sure, but yeah. So there I was, trapped in this emergency. With all these undead coming at me, I had to throw...
Too much JD there.
Yeah, have you been hitting them all a little bit hard tonight there, Uncle Doc, you fucking lush?
Huffing the gas.
No, I would never do that. Trust, it's true. But basically, we went along with this, and my partner, you know, Ricky, came along and said, holy shit, the undead are rising. So
headed to the nearest mall.
We basically ran out.
Worse than that, apparently they were voting Republican.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
And they're re-registering.
This is evil.
So we got together, and we quickly went downstairs and found ourselves this old Ronson flamethrower.
And in a hospital basement?
Well, of course. Well, where else did you keep it? It's true, though. It's basically true.
This sounds suspiciously like a Johnny Romero flick.
It was not a Johnny Romero flick.
Did you?
I lived it.
It was a George Romero flick.
It was a George Romero flick, maybe. But I come up, and lo and behold, it has turned out it's all this wild hallucination because I was having way too much to drink.
Were you kicking it pretty hard with the formaldehyde again?
No, I would never do something.
You're not
like
getting
that.
To those pickled limbs from, like, you know, the Ballad of Irene, blah blah blah's leg, are you?
No, I would never do something
like
that.
I think it was just the really good cough syrup they have at the hospital.
You've been looking into my books again.
You're
God
sure?
Damn it! I'll kick your ass. Cut your head off.
You're sure that you the picking up those old Oriental ladies and having them like fall in half in front of you hasn't like you know stimulated the imagination a little?
Oh,
you don't get any stimulation. What am I talking about?
Stimulation, yes.
Wow.
I'll fucking kill you.
That was gross. That was amazing.
That was fucking sick, dude.
Oh, I can't believe it.
I'm so dead for that.
Just so.
We're going to open the phone lines now. Yeah, he doesn't have a computer. He'll never listen to the archives.
Oh, yes, that's my fear.
A reminder for everyone, the archives are slowly filling in. I'm doing about three or four a week. I'm almost caught up filling in that little gap there.
And you can only download two at a time?
Is it only
No, you can download as many as you want. They're on the webpage.
Why am I
Super
only
speed.
Allowed to download them
because
two at a time?
Because no one likes you, Drake.
Nobody likes you.
Every time I've done it, I get to two, and then when I go to download the third one, it goes...
I think it's your browser.
Thinking about it.
I think it's your browser.
Internet Explorer says...
It can limit.
Fuck you.
I
you
think
can't
it might.
Download more than three from this site.
Quite possibly.
Why would my browser care? Why would my browser have an opinion on the subject?
I don't know. Talk to Anki. What is it?
Okay, which...
Is it limited?
Which is limited?
It's actually off... It's straight. It's HTTP downloads.
Off of
the Rant Radio site.
You'd have to ask APOC about that. He would have had to add that feature because I didn't have that integrated.
No, it's on...
On Rant TV?
It's on Rant Radio. The Rant Radio box. Your box.
I have to go look at that.
Bad Anki.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, Guardian Gargoyle Simplex.
Guardian Gargoyle Simplex.
How's it
How's it going, guys? I know I haven't called in a long time. I know that, you know, you're really sad.
I thought there were no more Guardians.
There are no more Guardians in Ronan Sariat's cult organization.
Weren't you listening? New regime.
What?
You're Simplex now. Gargoyle Simplex, that's it.
No!
You haven't earned the Guardian title. It's a reemergence, a rebirth process all over again.
Ronan Sariat has taken over. It was a coup. Beginning of the show, you missed it.
Okay, well, what if people can sound like Ronan Sariat? Then could they become Guardians? I can talk like him. Okay, anyway.
I don't think you're getting into the good books that way.
Oh, I don't think...
All right. Come on, I got some cool stuff to talk about, and I'll keep it short, all right?
Okay.
No worries.
Ella. Cult Ella, our peer-to-peer file exchange program that we're currently working on as part of the Cult Soft.
I like it. Very cool.
Project. With JoJo, the dog-faced boy, myself, people who are testing, we've developed a peer-to-peer file exchange system based on the Nullsoft Nutella source code.
Excellent.
We've created everything from an installer that automatically creates shortcuts to your desktop in the start menu, all professionally done, splash screens, everything. Currently, right now, we have about 20 people on the network with about, I'd say, 10 to 15 on at a normal, you know, almost all the time.
Excellent.
And you're not only able to do video and MP3, but also any type of file. Where's...
So you've taken out the MP3 restriction?
Right.
You've recompiled the code?
Well, it's always had the ability to do some extensions and stuff, but we are working on new code.
Excellent.
But in the near future, what we're going to have is the ability, which Nutella does not allow you to do, things like hot list, add a person to hot list, be able to see what they have specifically.
Perfect. Yes. That's...
Right now, we've kind of hacked it. In the program, there's a section for configuration for what your speed is, like 56K or 180.
That's the ID number, right?
Yeah. What we've done is we've kind of used it as an ID number. We posted it on the Cultella website so that when you search for something like Rage Against Machine or Rage, and it pops up, you know, 100, you look at the page, you go, oh, okay, that's Simplex. He's connected at cable, and you can go ahead and download from.
That's excellent.
It's not necessary, but it's kind of nice to go, oh, okay, look, you know, whoever likes, you know, typo negative, stuff like that.
Right. Very timely in the light of the Scour news.
Well, yeah, on our main page, which is hosted right now, I'd really like to talk to APOC, but I know we're doing a lot of changes on the site. I'd like to get a kind of like a subdomain of, you know, cultella.thecult.org.
I don't think that would be a problem.
Right now, it's hosted on my site. Some people might be familiar with it. I drop a lot of stuff there, hyphenated.net / cultella. I'll go ahead and... paste here. Go ahead and drop that in the chat right now.
Excellent.
Right now, it's only for people in cult. I mean, of course, we in the future we're going to be doing like authentication and
right.
You figure out how we're going to do.
That's what I was going to ask next.
Yeah, once we figure out how we're going to be authenticating cult members based on, you know, if it's going to be PGP or our own algorithm that we're using, we'll go ahead and implement that into the program as well.
Excellent.
But it's kind of cool. It's got a nice little, you know, Cult K logo and stuff like that.
Because you never know when Napster's going to go down, too.
Right. So,
along with Scour.
Fucking Metallica.
And what's nice is, you know, once you connect to one person...
You got everything.
Everybody they're connected to, you get connected as well. So it just grows, you know.
Because I've tried Nutella lately, and it's just something's wrong with it, or there's just not any host, or nobody's sharing anything. There's just something weird about it.
Well, right now, like I said, we have about 20 people or so on it, with about 10 to 15 on almost all the time. And
Well, I'll definitely join up.
Yeah, what's nice is, well, what you need to do is go ahead and message myself or JoJo, the dog-faced boy, or come into the other channel that we have, and go ahead and request that somebody send you the setup program. It's under 500K, and it'll go ahead and install everything automatically for you.
So this is not for public download at this time.
That's correct.
That's a good way to keep it out of the hands of undesirable.
Page. And also, because JoJo is online rather frequently, he's keeping a good hold of, you know, who's this guy, who's that guy. You know, we kind of have the ability to just totally just knock somebody off the network if we wanted to. We're building a management console. I don't know if you know that. That'll kind of keep track of everybody.
Excellent.
Also, what's nice about this is that, you know, you go to these Nutella pages, stuff like that, or these other, clones of Nutella.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how the hell do I use this thing? What do I do? Well, I've created an entire support section on the Cultella website that'll explain to you, step by step with screenshots, how to configure it, how to set it up, and right out of the, right out of the installation, you'll automatically be created to the Coltella network. With all the you'll automatically be able to go to the search field, type in something, and be able to pull it up and download it right away.
Also, as your home phone number in case we really need support, huh?
Right, yeah.
Toll-free line straight to you, 24 hours a day.
All right, so I'm going to cut this short. Not cut this short, but cut it off here. On a kind of a personal note, I have a really big interview tomorrow.
Okay.
I'd like everybody to kind of think happy thoughts. If I get it, it's about 50 grand a year.
Good luck.
It's going to be really nice. I'm going to meet some guy at the Hilton.
And this is U.S., right?
Yeah. So.
That's awesome.
That's enough to buy Canada.
all right. So, anyways, just wanted to say hi. What's up to everybody? That's the Coltella project, what we're working on right now.
Excellent.
Cool.
You're asking me about Guardian Watch, what the deal is. Well, to be honest, to be able to, this kind of Coltella doesn't really take as much time as Guardian Watch did.
Yeah.
Gargoyle Watch, rather.
Gargoyle Watch, yes.
And so once I get settled into a nice job, which should be less than a week or so, I'll be able to handle multiple projects. But right now, it's kind of on hiatus right now. But it's definitely, you know, when people hear that, I know what everybody's thinking. You know, yeah, hiatus. Oh, it's gone. He's bored out of it. Something like that. No. It's going to be back.
It's a good project. We just need people to be thrown at it.
You look on the internet, people go, oh, yeah, we'll be back soon. And you never hear from them again, right?
Dated 1997.
Yeah, this isn't one of those situations. We definitely realize what an important thing this is.
Yeah.
We are definitely going to be working on it once I get some more free time.
And also with Coltella, I think it would be a good idea to maybe put up a server or a running program of that on the cult server, so it's always up, so somebody always has something to connect to.
That's what we're planning on doing. We're planning on getting a centralized server set up with at least, you know, something set up 24/7, so everybody always is able to connect.
Excellent.
And what's great about it is it's got the, you know, the cult support system, TM, you know, which is basically all of us who are all willing to help you configure your program, set it up, download it, whatever it takes to get you going, we're here to help you.
Right. Maybe this can incorporate into a cult chat program and just all-in-one kind of cult program.
Absolutely. We're. I mean, I would like to get, you know, kind of like a cult soft type project working where we actually have a kind of a project, like sub-project based system with software that we're developing, you know, a chat system and stuff like that. But we'll get into that some other time. So I invite everybody to check out the website. And I apologize for yakking so long. Get ready to redial very fast. what the hell?
All right, excellent.
Very
so we're
cool.
Play the intro here.
Well, I'm really looking forward to that, actually.
That's very cool, because then we all pretty much have the same kind of mindset when it comes to music, I think, most of the people, because some of them were drawn to it by the Rant Radio station, which is like industrial and all the offshoots of that, just hard music. So you're pretty much going to get a really nice mix of music from all these people.
Make it mine and make it free.
That's
what it's all about.
Free
loader. Absolutely.
So I'm going to play the phone number intro, 1-877-729-7268. We'll take some more calls.
Welcome.
1-877-729-7268. Are you feeling lonely in your cyber world? Well, you can call toll-free the What the Hell Show right now at 1-877-SAY-RANT or 1-877-729-7268 so you can speak your mind and join the chaos.
Welcome.
Yeah. All right, we're back. Okay, so you can phone in now.
And talk to the new master, Rodan Sariet.
That's right. If you have a question or to see if you're still in cult because of the coup. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Vampire Soul Trance.
Vampire Soul Trance. What a quiet phone you're on.
Oh, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, what's up tonight?
Okay, I just wanted to say that myself, Terrell, and Crazy are trying to hook up another cult Sabbath.
And you all live in the Vancouver Lower Mainland area, right?
Yeah.
And what's going to be happening at this one? Is just a general meeting, or...?
We're not exactly sure yet. We were thinking of hitting a movie, but...
Bowling and pizza.
We are not doing anybody's hair. By order of patient zero, this isn't going to go on.
It's a slumber party, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Wow.
Painting nails, gossiping...
Oh, that's fine.
Slumber parties always end with axes and foreheads. Remember that. No slumber parties either.
Okay, that's very cool. So you just want to put out the word?
Yeah.
Anybody in the Lower Mainland area, what time frame are you thinking of?
We're looking late December, about 23rd or so.
Late December. Oh, you're putting in a rough area. A lot of people are going to be doing family things, but...
Or be away.
So just warning you there, you might want to move it earlier or a little bit later after the new year.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there you go.
Good plan nonetheless.
Good plan nonetheless. So we do have a lot of people in the Vancouver area.
Huge amounts. And, of course, your new patient zero, Ronan Suryat, the Almighty Master.
You endorse this?
Is interested in meeting every last one of his loyal subjects.
Well, why weren't you at the last one then?
Well,
I was on ops.
Yeah, he was doing undercover work. So bring your rose petals for Ronan Suryat.
I like white wine too.
And throw it at his feet. A plate of cheese from around the world.
Oh yeah,
cheese plate.
Talking test subject on that one.
Some pearls dissolved in wine while you're at it.
You've got the idea, girl on the left. You're worthy.
She's in automatically.
And grapes.
And grapes, peeled grapes. Okay, so anything else?
Yeah, I was going to say, too, I'm working on a website here, among other websites.
Yeah?
And it's going to have a whole bunch of templates and shit like that on it. And I just wanted to say, if anyone wants a website done or would like to use one of my templates, just come by to the site and take it or email me and I'll make you a site.
Okay, what's the address?
It's vse.clanpages.com, and it's clan with a C.
Okay. Yeah, you have to specify that in this show.
Yeah.
V-S-E?
V-S-T.
V-S-T. Okay.
Victor Sierra Tango.
That's right.
.clampages.com.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
That's a dangerous move, offering free web services to anyone listening.
Hey, balls to the firewall. Go big or go home, buddy.
No kidding, huh? Wow. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
It's Cenobite Bab.
Hey, Cenobite Bab.
Excellent.
So, clarify for us these restrictions on Skip Radio.
Okay, well, I posted up his PO papers. They are on my site, on my cult page on my site. There's a thing for Skip Update.
You might want to turn your radio down.
Okay.
That's because it's really loud in the background, and I can tell you're listening to it. You're going to hear it all live. When you turn up the radio, you'll hear yourself again for the last 20 seconds. Okay.
Okay. Well, I put up his PO papers.
Yep.
And, well, a lot of shit happened as of Friday.
So is it true that probation officers can enforce things that weren't spelled out by the judge?
Yes.
Wow.
It is a special probation for convicted and... I guess, found guilty sex offender.
So what's this nutsack's name?
Careful.
What, the probation officer?
Yeah, that arsehole.
Well, we may not want to give that up.
Honestly, I have no idea, but I will be making a few phone calls tomorrow.
Excellent.
We don't want to get Skip in any trouble.
No, we'd like...
Okay, so what restrictions, what are some of the bad restrictions that he has on him?
Okay, well, honestly, I really don't... I think it is in my saying so that I should read off these papers.
Okay.
That's why I put them up on the site. He told me to feel free to put them up on the site as of Thursday when he went to see his PO, but as of Friday, I'm having Skip issues.
Okay. Well, maybe they should just go to the site then.
Yeah.
What's the site?
It's at www.angelfire.com/into/club76.
Okay, maybe you'll type it in the IRC.
/tilde/mypage/
Yeah.
A whole bunch of
stuff. There's a whole lot of slashing going on.
A whole lot of slashing. Yep, put it in the IRC.
Actually, on the post that I made Thursday, there is a link to the page, the update.
Okay.
And I just wanted to call in because Ronan Suryat, I love you, baby.
Thanks so much. Babs, you're in there. You're down with the new regime always.
Okay, say what the hell then.
What the hell?
Very funny on the news the other day. I was seeing these, it was in Canada, I think. All these Indians in the woods huffing gas. Did anybody else see that?
Yes, that was here.
Oh,
the Atlantic.
My God. Where was this?
East Coast.
Okay. It was so sad. It was pathetic.
They had
bags, like plastic bags full of gasoline.
And
that's what they did, 24 hours a day, all day long, didn't eat. They were in the woods huffing this gas.
And the tribal elders are lobbying the provincial government back east
yeah.
to take these kids away from their parents.
Yes. Well,
put them in protective custody so they can get them straightened out.
The kid said, all my parents do is drink at home. That's all they do.
Hey, we took their land, we took their lobsters, we'll take their kids too.
Wow.
It was just like they had the cameras right in front of their face. They're just, it's great, man.
Natural selection.
It's just bad. It was all kinds of bad.
Though.
That's why. There's a shortage.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's in the woods.
Hi, you're on Ram Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Hey, Zombie. So you got a blowjob.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Colt has turned your life around.
Yep.
From non-blowjob status to blowjob status. Now you're more confident with the women. You proudly display your cave pin on your blazer. And
and you're no longer that lowly slacker behind the counter at Taco Bell. You're the lowly slacker behind Taco Bell counter. They got a blowjob!
All right. Excellent. So what do you have to say?
Really not that much. I finally got wind of me. And it kicks butt. You should get it.
Yeah, Windows ME, pretty good, huh? It's a thumbs up from Zombie. It's Zombie tested. It's been zombified. So it's like a 5 out of 5 there?
5 out of 5. I'm right now confused.
We know.
We can tell.
Excellent. We know and we love you.
His poor mind is still reeling from that blowjob.
He's still in ecstasy.
Yeah.
Right now I have a headache from something else. I have no idea.
It's just some drugs.
Walk it off, man. Walk it off.
Are you off those drugs? Like, this is serious. Are you still taking those drugs, or?
I just take them for school so I can concentrate and learn.
Does it help?
This stuff.
Does it help?
Yeah, it keeps me controlled. It keeps me concentrating on work.
Oh, that's good.
Going off and, like, screwing off things.
I guess as long as it helps.
So far right now I'm going to college and taking computer classes.
Now what drugs are these again?
Huh?
What drugs are these again? Is it Ritalin?
Oh, Ritalin, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking great.
Keep some calm. Keep some the zombie we know.
The improved the cyber zombie.
The cyber zombie.
Cyber zombie.
We can rebuild him.
We can
this guy like try and pretend like Sean Kennedy.
Who's the guy?
Oh, who's pretending to be Sean Kennedy?
Yeah.
Nobody is pretending to be Sean Kennedy. He's gone. He's been replaced. He was inferior. He was weak.
Sariette has taken over. Undisclosed. We don't know where Sean Kennedy has gone.
I'll find him.
Yep.
He's
Ronan
in the mountains preparing a counter coup.
Yeah, he's in the mountains. He's preparing.
Yeah, Ronan Sariette sent him cowering along with Smokehouse, too.
Obviously, he's usurped Smokehouse's inheritance of cults, and he's taken over by force. Because Sean's not here.
So,
obviously, he's taken by force.
So this is the make or break it, zombie. Blowjobber all aside. Are you with Ronan Sariette, or are you against Ronan Sariette?
Okay.
Is it yes or no? Are you there beside me, or are you against me?
I'm there beside you, man.
All right.
Good answer.
Official. Go. So, Zombie is with the new regime of Sariette involved. And it's all danger. Once you got... I mean, the rest will follow, right, Sariette? I mean, once Zombie's on your
in
team...
In droves!
He was the key player.
Well, isn't that the thing,
he's
you know,
the California.
As goes
Zombie,
so goes Cult.
He is the California. He's the Florida vote, the key player.
Zombie, just for you, because you back me up 110% in the only way that you know how... Go buy a book called The Machiavellian Guide to Dating. It's right up your alley.
Dating, right.
How to seduce any woman. There you go.
Check out a Books A Million, look at it. Huh?
It's awesome.
Okay, say what the hell.
What the hell?
It's always great when Zombie phones in, isn't it?
I love it.
Never the same thing twice with that guy.
What do you got here? Oh, you got the pizza. A pizza thing on your foot.
It was free, too.
The pizza was free, of course, because, well, they respected you. They know you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Nixter.
Hey, Mr.
Nixter.
Hey, did you get that link I sent you?
Did you get the memo? Let's see. Is it in the IRC?
No, it's actually on... Yeah, on your IRC. I sent it to you, and I also sent it in your ICQ.
Okay, I don't get ICQ, as you know. Okay. Yes, I was told the sex of my child. It was in the ultrasound room. At what stage? How old was your child at this point?
Oh, that's not the one. But yes.
Oh, never
was,
mind.
Five weeks or whatever it was. However, as soon as they can tell, I was told that it was a girl.
5 weeks. Wow, that's where? Still within. Where was this?
This was in Omaha.
So this was still in within abortion range.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you could have went, wow, girl, I don't want that.
Yep, yep.
Wait,
that's exactly right. But I forgot I sang that one, actually. There's another one. I was asked by Sean and, or at least APOC, that the media archive is slowing things down, all the old stuff in there, and to find some way of archiving it on somewhere else other than the cult page. So it's on the Prophet site.
Prophet.
That's in your...
ProphetTheCult.org. Is there a link off the front page from that, or is it?
No. Unfortunately, I haven't put it up yet. I can go put it up before the end of the show. But
okay, I'll put it in the IRC right now. And these are exactly what? They're pictures? Just pictures?
They're just the old media archive pictures that people set up. Everything up to right now that's in the media archive currently is on there, organized by author and whatever.
Excellent.
So like. Well, their store stuff is together and all Ork stuff and all my stuff. And
actually,
anyone who submitted stuff right now, their pictures are up there. And it's archived. It reads the directories and all the other stuff.
There's some hidden code in the cult for whoever's working on the cult code. When I originally built it, there was some IP tracking stuff in there.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if that database was less than like 500 megs at this point. It should probably be torn out completely and never looked at again, because it basically duplicates the HTTPD logs. Only it duplicates them and stores them forever. Everybody who's ever visited the site, ever, has their information logged inside that database, and it should probably go
maybe,
away.
Maybe we should tell APOC that.
Yeah, we should tell APOC that, because it's not actually documented anywhere in the code. It just does it.
So, APOC.
I wanted to get rid of all the older stuff, because it was running slower.
I'm not sure. I think there's a reworking of the code anyway. So,
yeah.
Like, a lot of things is starting to break down because I think he's not maintaining it because he's working on new code.
Yeah, tell him to run a vacuum on it, too. No, there's a special function in Postgres called vacuum, and
uh-huh.
It's kind of like defragging your database, and it hasn't been done for a really long time.
Ask Zombie. He knows about vacuums.
Yeah, he knows all about the vacuum.
If we could get that girl, that would be perfect, actually.
Yeah, let's line up an interview with the girl who did Zombie.
So what did it taste like, exactly? We have to know.
But
you know.
Wait, what I'm going to be doing is, apparently Prophets are going to take over the media, and I'm going to be it's built, but it's not working right. I have to work on it, but I wanted to work on this old one.
It somewhat makes sense that they would take it over. I mean, it belongs to Prophets, to the creator of art and stuff like that.
Yeah, I got the archive. Actually, it uploads and stuff, but the thumbnailing isn't working right. And,
okay.
And my secure shell wasn't working right, and I finally got one that works now, and that's how I got the archive thing up. And it's going to be up and running soon, but it uploads and thumbnails them and puts it in a new format. So.
Excellent.
So anyways.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Excellent. So
five
that's good.
Weeks.
Five
I was
weeks,
under the
yeah.
impression that the if they're doing that from ultrasound screening, I don't see how they can do that, because I wasn't under the impression that the genitalia even started to form till at least 13 weeks.
That's still within range of abortion, isn't it?
13 weeks?
By what rule? I mean, that's...
I don't know.
Depends what state,
but it's possible.
Yeah, because you have like an indistinct one that it only starts to differentiate between male and female at a later time.
Right. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Smokehouse.
Hey, Smokehouse.
Smokehouse! I'm coming for you! I'm not done with you yet, Smokehouse!
It all makes sense now.
It all makes sense now, yeah.
Yep. I know why he's been nice to me for the last week.
Played you like a fiddle!
So what's up? Great thing with Zombie. That was awesome.
Yeah, I actually had to get him to tell that story twice.
Yeah, to what?
I had to get him to tell that story twice.
Well, that's not surprising, actually.
Just twice?
Just twice, yeah, that's surprising.
The original story was 15 minutes long.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
So I really had to cut the crap out of it.
Yeah.
Cut to the chase.
It was a story in real time.
A story in real time.
And
she went up,
time.
And she went down.
And she went up, again. And she went down. And I was thinking,
because, you know,
cool.
He'd never forget any moment of it.
So what's up,
Kurt? Oh, not much. Just I call and say hi.
Yeah, you don't really call too often.
No, I don't really have much to say. I rule quietly.
Yeah, so you
that's what you'd like to think, buddy.
Wow.
Ripped the rug right out from underneath their wheels, didn't I?
We'll see when the man resurfaces, won't we?
Oh, we don't know about that.
Yeah, in a swamp.
He'll become bubbling up, won't he?
He'll be back sooner.
Then we'll see who the real leader is.
That's okay. I know I got medic on my side, so it's all cool.
You got medic on your side. I see. I think there's two separate factions here now. We got the Ronin Sariot faction and the Smokehouse faction, who was declared inheritor of cult. So, Sariot is the military side of cult, so it was a military coup.
Never underestimate the fifth column.
Might makes right.
As always, I'm the last one to know.
That's right. Well, you
that
speak.
Is why you fail.
Well, you speak through your audio that you send us, so it's not necessary that you phone in.
Exactly.
But it's
never
always
again.
It's always good to hear your voice.
All right, man.
All right. So let's
care,
say what the hell.
House.
Watch your back.
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right. Well, yeah, watch your back.
See, what really carried the day for Sariot was the overseas military vote.
Yes, it was.
God.
Ronin worldwide.
Good Lord, man.
Could I have a candy, please?
Get one of them Smurf
turds. Those great candies. Candy. Werther's.
They're nummy.
The original. Werther's original. Not like that new Werther's. They sucked.
All right,
for the Diet Werther's.
Right, somebody better phone
in. Diet Werther's. 1-877-729-7268. There we go, see?
And pledge your allegiance to me.
Pledge your allegiance to either Sariot or Smokehouse. Who is the real leader?
I'm
it's the vote. Hi, on Rant Radio, who do you vote for, Sariot or Smokehouse?
Sariot.
Sariot.
Excellent.
Now, who could this be?
This is Nomad Skitty.
Oh, I thought it was Star Baby.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All the chicks are
sounds like
Sariot. Sariot.
No,
all the
I
chicks.
Don't
it's
sound
it's
like
the mask.
Star Baby, damn it, I don't.
Okay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I don't.
I think you've got the female vote there.
Talk to Snorgasm, she's in my corner too. And Babs, oh man.
Oh, you got them all, eh?
All of them, all of them.
That was a very important vote.
How are you going to have time to lead the cult?
Oh, danger.
You see.
Danger.
Sean was married. Now you can bring in
that
this
was
whole,
his weakness.
Whole orgy kind of thing. That
very Roman.
Cults normally are associated with.
That's right.
And I think a lot of these women in cults wouldn't mind that. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Sean actually tried to suppress this, but I'm a full-on five-star Cenobite, too.
Ah! Just declared Ronan. Okay. So what's up, Skitty?
Okay. I want to get a little cult get together meeting kind of thing going on in Minnesota here.
Okay.
But the only thing is, there's like one other cult member that lives in Minnesota that I've even talked to, and I don't even like know at all who the people are.
Okay, so anybody close to Minnesota that wants to take a trip?
And I know there's like five or six members in Minnesota, but like one of them lives out like, you know, way the fuck out in Duluth, and I've never talked to him at all.
Yeah, and you can't search by location on the cult page, so it makes it a little difficult to look through like 300 or 400 cult members.
Well, Gargoyle of Zebulun lives down in Minneapolis around there, I think, but I need to like talk to the people that live like around here and then get like a little cult meeting.
Okay. So maybe you want to give out your ICQ number then, or in the IRC, are you in the IRC?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe they want to talk to you in the IRC.
Okay.
And anybody who's close.
Now, that's a very, very important point you brought up. I mean, it's fantastic that we're all an online community, counterculture, whatever. We're a fucking strike force.
Yeah, but Sariot's going to rewrite that whole stupid book that
came
out.
Virus Manifesto,
right?
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, whatever. Fucking popping
the new Strike Force manual is going to be the new book to worship, right?
That's absolutely right. Absolutely. But the thing is, you need to have friends in the area to phone up, to go over, have beer, have pizza, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like, beer is gross, though.
What's that?
I said beer is gross, though.
All right, vodka.
You.
I like my hard lemonade.
Sounds good.
Pick your poison. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As long as you're drunk.
But make the concerted effort to track one another down. Do so.
So you can practice section attacks. You need to have a number to practice your section attacks so you can be effective.
In your assault cell,
numbers.
You're going to have to find out who your natural leaders are.
That's right.
And you have timing drills so you can see how quickly you can respond. To
time appreciation, you got to plan out your disaster response routes, all of this. It'll be coming out my new book.
Buy my book.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, anything else?
Nope, not at all.
All right, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call. Very cool. I need more candies. Please toss two.
I have a suggestion for the rewrite of the Virus Manifesto.
Talk to me there.
I'm okay with
that. Soon to be Ronan.
I think you should have like maybe a one-page preamble and a one-page like summation at the end of it. In the middle, just photocopy like a field manual for a stripping an assault rifle or something.
Makes it easy.
Oh, right. I'll do it in crayons if I have to. I'm multi-talented. I'll profit too.
Hi, you're on the What the Hell Show. Who's this?
Profit No Deal.
Hey No Deal. Who do you vote for? Sariette or the man?
I have to stick with the man. And
oh, you're going down, No Deal. No Deal's right for you. You chose your name properly.
No
Deal. You cut your throat with me. No chance.
No, just don't hurt me.
So what'd you phone up for?
I just was curious as to what your guys' point of view or your whole opinion on Ye Olde Stockwell's Day is.
Oh. He's a hick, and someone needs to kill that freak.
Okay, the thing is,
he's a smirking little theocrat.
He's very religious and hates gays.
Thank God.
And he says
anyway.
And he says that it should not. His opinion should not influence your voting for or against him or your opinion for him. And the other side is that he's a public figure and he's in politics. Everything he says or thinks is applicable to him.
Of course.
I think yes. Everything you say, it's him. That's what embodies him.
He thinks that Christian theology should be taught in the biology classroom because it's just another theory.
Uh-huh.
Right. It's not a biology theory, though.
Yeah.
It may be a theory if you're, really stretching, but
biology.
It's not a biology theory.
There were animals in the Bible.
And
that's
they
about
came
it.
From, and they came from somewhere.
There was an interview, an old interview they showed on the National a couple nights back, that they actually showed him saying that he believed that the Earth was only 6,000 years old and that dinosaurs and humans lived on the Earth at the same time.
The dinosaurs died in the flood. They died. Okay, do you really want someone who believes the world is only 6,000 years old to run your country?
Would you vote for that man? I mean, that's ridiculous.
I refuse to lend any support to anyone who thinks the Flintstones was a documentary.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So what's your opinion on?
So on the whole Stockwell Day front, I don't know if any of you guys had a chance to catch this hour's 22 minutes.
That was amazing. Yes, they want to lobby to pass
a referendum. His whole thing is... Okay, this is just for you American folks out there. This Stockwell Day guy wants to introduce legislation so you need only a very small number of signatures to have a referendum called. This could be bad because the first thing that would be called, of course, is a referendum on the abortion issue. And the next thing would, of course, be 18 zillion fucking Quebec referenda.
Uh-huh.
You thought that was bad before. So just to sort of put a bit of a punch in this, this way they're able, because the basic rule on this is that this way the Reform Party, the Alliance Party, can sort of squeeze in all these little issues like, creation science and shit. They'd like to squeeze in, but without actually saying point blank during the election season that, yes, we believe in this stupid shit.
There's no ulterior motive to this referendum thing.
Yeah, exactly. They're able to squeeze it in without looking bad, but this is sort of twisting it on themselves because the number of signatures you need to fire off a national referendum is
low
now. Yeah, it's like what? Like he wants it to be like what? 15,000 or something?
Oh my God, really?
No way. I heard it was
15,000
like,
does not 15, represent 000, Canada 30, very well.
Well, that might need to call
I'd
the...
I get 15,000 at the fucking mall this weekend.
No kidding.
Exactly. 15 or...
Also be able
to
call
30,
one
I'm
soon.
Not sure. Might be 30, but...
Wait! Hold
so,
on.
They're holding a referendum. They're holding a referendum on the This Hour Has 22 Minutes website to... basically signatures for people that want Stockwell Day to change his name to Doris.
Doris Day. How to backfire a law on you. So what's your opinion on it?
They've already got a response from Doris Day's lawyer.
Of course.
She doesn't want to be associated with that shithead either. I don't blame her.
That's exactly the truth.
I don't support the fucking... Yeah.
Why does swearing sound so much better when you do it?
I save it for those really special occasions, like Stockwell Day!
Let's get on the phone talk now. So... what's your opinion on this whole thing?
the whole thing, Stockwell Day is an evil fucking bastard. And if he's ever to be elected as Canadian Prime Minister, that would be one of the most awful things to ever happen to our fucking nation.
Lucky just for us, likely. It won't happen. Not this election.
I've
anyway.
Got.
I think he's such a fool, it just can't happen.
I've got an FAQ, or actually an email that was sent to me that has a bunch of shit, just quotes and stuff like that, that Stockwell Day said, that I'm going to post in the IRC for all the Canadian people that are of voting age so they can have a look at it.
Perfect.
Maybe.
Who the fuck this guy is.
Perfect. Okay, so say what
and
the hell.
Not
what the
mention,
hell, man?
Not to mention his budget that just doesn't work. He came up with this budget and, like... you know, financial advisors or, you know, like non-affiliated, they who do this for a living, they just said, no, you know, it just doesn't work. He wants to cut taxes and which is great. You know, we all want our taxes cut, but is it really worth it, really, to save $100 a year? $100 a year. Like, if your tax break was $100 a year... Like, what's that, $10 a month? Less than $10 a month?
I mean, it's okay, but...
It's okay. You're not even going to notice it. But you know
really.
How devastating that would be to the amount of money we have to put toward Medicare and all that shit. We have how many
Speaking
people in
Medicare,
Canada...
Speaking of Medicare, he wants to introduce this thing where people who make more money get medical service faster, but there's the same amount of medical care. So that's called, basically, rich people jump the line.
Yeah, that's great.
I think I'd rather have that be needs-based, thank you very much.
Yes,
anyway.
By needs. Hi, Aaron Rant Radio, who's this?
It's the Ringleader.
The Ringleader, oh no. You have to keep this very short.
He didn't even page. I'm disappointed. All right, the line is drawn in the sand, Ringleader. Who are you voting for? Is it Ronan Sariette? And you better think on this wisely.
Or the man / smokehouse. Depending if the man's body turns up.
No, I'll go Sariette.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah.
That's not
suck
my
it.
Call.
Put that in your pipe and suck on it, smokehouse.
Actually, I'm just to give you guys, you know... If you're going to slam a politician, you got to slam all the politicians.
True.
No. I just want to slam Stockwell Day.
My big complaint is you slammed Stockwell Day for his...
Are you a supporter of Stockwell Day?
No. Well, that was a little... I'm not arguing that too much.
Okay.
You slammed him on his budget.
Okay.
All I say is go to the Liberals, get the Red Book, take a simple calculator, add it up. It doesn't even balance in their own bloody published documentation. There's not a political party out there yet that has put a budget in front of the population that's own numbers even balance.
So they're all fucked. Just pick the best-looking one, I guess. Which one
no,
will
don't.
Cost us less?
Which one's the closest?
Which one's the closest to balancing the budget?
Closest to balancing the budget? Well, we're running a surplus now. The closest to balancing the budget based on Price Waterhouse actually is the Canadian Alliance over a five-year period. I'm not agreeing with a lot of their policies, but they will, by Price Waterhouse, they've stated that the Alliance over a five-year period...
I'd rather have a deficit than go by some of the rules he wants to introduce.
Well, the big one is you made it sound like it's so easy for a referendum to get done. It has to be 3% of the voting population of the country of Canada with a minimum representation per province of 3% of the vote. So for, you know, your comment about getting people to do a referendum on Quebec, you'd have to get 3% of every province in the country to sign that petition.
To get
not 3% francophone in British Columbia that would sign a petition to do a referendum on Quebec independence.
And this is to start the referendum, not to pass it.
A referendum to start.
Okay.
So you have to get 3% from each province. So one, getting a referendum started isn't quite that simple, unless it's truly a publicly acceptable idea.
You.
And I actually believe in a referendum. I believe I should have a vote on something like capital punishment or taxation or other issues that may be even more debatable, like, you know, some of his...
Well, it's important to bring up those kind of issues once in a while.
Because
to see if the attitude of the population has changed.
The Liberals do not believe we are intelligent enough to vote on what they consider your social issues. I personally believe that's elitism coming out of Toronto telling us what we should do or should not do.
Unfortunately, I don't believe we're necessarily intelligent enough to vote on.
I don't believe either.
I think that you start
but
dealing
with
the problem.
But it doesn't mean I agree with.
When they start conflicting with things like people's rights, then there's certain things which shouldn't be put up to a vote.
That's true.
You know,
yeah.
Should get you
if
know,
it was voted.
Should
name a single
right.
thing that shouldn't be put to a vote.
Any sort of prejudice?
Any prejudice?
Yeah. Okay, look, I'm overgeneralizing. You're asking me for a quick answer. I'm giving you a quick answer, okay? But how about
human rights.
Human rights, you know, like, or say there's a small percentage of whatever, Indians. Should it be up to the population that we should take away the rights of Indians? What if it just so happened, which in the past we have had, I mean, look at the slavery for blacks and whatever, right? Not necessarily here, but in the world.
I agree. Yeah, I agree that. But the problem with that is you've got to apply that both ways. By stating that they should have immunity to the majority vote, should also imply that they can't enforce their belief structure on the majority, which, as our Constitution currently stands, politicians in Ottawa have agreed to let the Indians have sovereignty, which gives them control over us without a vote.
I'm not arguing against that.
But the point is, and one of the selling points that Stockwell Day has used in Alberta is, this would give people in the West the ability, if they can convince 3% of Quebecers and Newfoundlanders and the rest, to have a referendum on treaty issues, which have no effect east of Manitoba, so it's not an issue to the federal government. They couldn't care less, because there are no treaty settlements currently being negotiated in Ontario or Quebec. So the government as it is federally couldn't give a shit one way or another about us. However, issue affects 98% of the province of British Columbia.
Right, but on your own note, how are you going to get 3% of the people in all the other provinces
because
to agree on
that? They
don't give a shit.
You could get 3% of the people in the other provinces to sign on to an issue. This is going to sound totally politically incorrect, and it is. You know, to get a referendum up about Indians, all you got to do is, you know, go to the redneck group, and there's going to be at least 3% of every population that's redneck. But that doesn't mean a referendum would pass, but at least it would get national debate.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one issue I would have with that, is that if there are these highly regionalized issues, then the only way that you're going to get people in, like, the other end of the fucking country to vote on it is if you build up a lot of awareness.
Yes.
And that obviously, in a lot of cases, that's going to involve a lot of things, a lot of advertising.
Yes.
A lot of things like, and that, there's a bias there, because then there's obviously a skew towards the issues that people with a lot of money, who can spend the money on building up the sort of awareness about these things, can raise issues about.
Yes.
You know, people, you know, there's...
Well, yeah, no, there is a danger of bias, but you have to think of it this way. We do not, in the country of Canada, the western provinces have zero power in Ottawa because our votes don't matter. Whoever wins Ontario and Quebec wins the country. End of story.
I won't argue with
that. We want to get an issue that is vital to our province and vital to our financial stability and who owns the land you're sitting on right now while you do this radio show. We want that answered. We've got to get the federal government involved, and we can't get them involved unless it's legislation that forces them to do a referendum. Even if it never gets to the actual referendum stage, at least it forces them to debate it in Parliament, put it in front of the people, and bring the information. It allows the Indians to present their side, and there's a lot of Indian supporters and people who believe in their right to sovereign, independent nations within the country of Canada. Okay, great. Let them. They get more than $60 million a year from the federal government right now through the Indian Act, purely for advertising. So I don't think we're picking on an underprivileged people here.
I'm not arguing that we are by any means. I don't think they're picked on in that sense.
Okay, we're gonna move on now.
Okay, the one thing you guys gotta get a copy of that Stockwell Day comment that he made in the news report, because it is absolutely hilarious, his beliefs on creation.
It's probably posted in the IRC now for everyone to read.
Yeah, it's absolutely
I missed
hilarious.
It, but it's probably one of the really bad quotes.
Yep.
We're gonna move on now.
Hey, what the hell?
All right, can't have too much politics.
Force me
to death.
Politics aside, even the small business community supports Ronan Sariette.
Well, I wouldn't go on his vote.
I'm sure all of our American listeners are thrilled to death with Canadian politics.
As long as you keep general, I don't mind politics.
Yeah.
But as soon as you get into people and specific things,
it's kind of tedious.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so.
Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who are you going to vote for, Sariette or Smokehouse?
Let's see. If I vote smokehouse, Sarah will kill me. If I vote smokehouse, if I go Sarah, smokehouse will be a little pissed, but I'll live. So I say go Sarah.
There you go.
Winning by four, Sarah gets another vote.
Who's this?
The one with the guns and the blades has the power. It's what, you know.
I know this voice. Who's this? Who's calling?
Holy Dio.
Excellent.
Anyway, I just called because we had two people called about call gathering, so I just figured I'd mention anybody near Buffalo, New York. Let's head over to APOX next Saturday.
Oh, I think there's probably a lot of people in New York or can get there.
Yeah, we've told quite a bunch of people. I don't know exactly who's going. I know Internet's going to be there. We tried to get some of the Toronto people and whatnot too, but
Toronto, that's pretty far, isn't it?
Yeah,
Toronto to New York.
We're somewhere up in Canada.
Okay, six hours isn't too bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Not really.
6 hours, and you know.
As long as you bring somebody with you, driving for 6 hours by yourself,
six hours is nothing.
6 hours is
your week.
I got relatives down there, so it's really convenient for me.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, you know, it's
pick a long weekend, Thanksgiving, something like that.
But you know, anybody who doesn't know, you can get to Buffalo.
Yes.
Just get in touch with like me or APOC or someone, or you know, and we'll hook you up. And
excellent.
You're a good man, Dio. You're a good man.
So you made the intro today. Very, very cool.
Yeah, no, I thought you guys would get a kick out of that.
I played the sort of quote from the last show before it. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like, what the heck?
It just as a setup.
You're out for a minute, and then it's like, okay.
Just as a setup for it. A
little prelude.
Yeah. Okay, is that everything?
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Oh, Dio, I got a project for you.
Okay.
Because I know you're so musically inclined. I need some really good old-fashioned Imperial Goose-Stepping Syria theme music.
I've been working on that. I've been trying to get the kind of hall theme, the actual hall theme, in the end. I've been trying to get, like, you know, stuff like that.
No, I'm thinking, like, you know, Imperial Germany kind of, like, you know, the real heavy-duty Jack Buddha-wearing stomping kind of action going on. Like Pink Floyd-ish kind of stuff.
Yeah, this is a new song. Here we go. I've actually been working on some of my newest pieces. Like, it's like, you know, I'm trying to say, make a piece and take clips that this is what cult is about. At the end, it'd be like, if you like what you hear here, go to worldwideweb.thecult.org or whatever, you know, sort of like a cult ad, music, whatever.
Excellent. I haven't heard that in a long time, worldwideweb.thecult.org. Nobody's used that anymore.
Well, you know, there are some people, if you just say thecult.org, they will not type in the World Wide Web.
Well, I think it works both ways.
Well, yeah, it does.
Okay.
And some people, you type World Wide Web, and they add it before anyway. So you have worldwideweb.worldwideweb.
No way. I've never...
Yeah, I run into a lot of people.
Okay.
I fix computers here at the UMass Lowell for a lot of people, and a lot of people have problems with, you know, random shit, and you wouldn't believe what I see.
Yeah, Uncle Dak's like that.
Yeah. Aren't you Uncle Dak?
I've
fucking Luddite.
I've stopped that now. I have no choice. I couldn't do it anymore.
So is that everything?
Yeah, pretty much.
Excellent.
Have a good week, Leo.
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Excellent. Yep, our fast-speaking friend, Holy Dio.
I understood him.
Kicking ass. He was a lot more calmer this time. I think that was the first time he's ever phoned in last time. He was really, I think, pretty nervous.
Oh, probably.
But he kicks ass. So, phone lines are open again. And we've got 15 minutes left in the show.
Wow, this is amazing. We've actually got a lot of phone calls answered.
Yeah, it's kind of nice, actually.
The line's kind of early.
Advertise the Rant Radio channel in the show. Let listeners know there's an IRC channel. Oh, yeah, okay. If you're, like, baffled at why we're talking to all these people and they're, like, getting information and stuff, we have an IRC channel that you can chat in. It's at the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. Or you can go to the webpage and click on chat, www.rantradio.com. And there's a call on the phone.
Good evening, you're on Rant Radio. Who are you voting for, Syriette or Sean Kennedy, the dead man?
Kennedy.
Oh, you lose! Poor choice, my friend!
Sorry.
Who's this?
Poison Cheeto.
Poison Cheeto?
Poison Cheeto.
Oh.
What?
Poison Cheeto.
Who is this?
I don't know.
Neither do we. Thanks for calling.
I seem to remember Poison Cheeto sounding like Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Right, yeah.
So I think it was him. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, Poison Cheeto.
No. He doesn't know who he is anyway.
He made the wrong boat. That's all I need to know.
So wow. He gets hung up on. Phone back again if you remember.
No more of that shit.
If you remember who you are, you can phone back.
Wow, that was pretty brutal.
So are these those socks comfortable? Or they like really feel like something's grabbing your toes?
No,
no,
they're quite comfortable.
I know when my sock,
fuzzy warm feeling between the toes.
When my sock gets caught between my toes, it's like
it's,
you have to pull it out.
It's like a sock thong.
That's because
yeah,
it's not
a sock thong. It's up your butt. Sock wedgie.
That's because you got like this wad of sock material.
Really? Well, how
toes.
Come it is when
this?
I get a hole in the toe of my sock and my toe's sticking out, it drives me crazy too. There's no big wall
because
of sock between.
Because you
right.
know, either way, it's binding. It's not made. It's not. The socks are not tailored. They're
no,
not.
No, you're weird. You're just weird. Weird.
Weird. Weird. No.
Anyone
somebody
else who puts on toes,
I don't want to hear about socks.
Make it wrong and feel weird.
I know I'm weird.
You're a wacko.
For the love of all things good and mighty,
to save Sariette from the sock. Talk. Sock talk on Rant Radio.
Bright colors
every week.
Not
we'll
green,
talk about
not
socks.
Camo at all.
No.
Highly visible.
Good, makes you a better target.
Especially your feet.
So next week.
You're walking on stumps next week.
Next week it's going to be show number, week number 100. Week. Number 100.
Notice I didn't complain.
Don't think we're going to do anything special for it, but if somebody wants to do something special in the IRC or
something.
Do
something special for us.
I should have a throne
you
ready by then.
Tribute.
But show
we
number show number 104.
Oh, it's contagious.
The week number 104. The 2-year
right.
anniversary.
Week number 104.
Of Rant Radio is going to be quite special. Because it's New Year's Eve.
And we're not
going
to actually
Eve.
Going to be here this year.
New Year's Eve falls on a Sunday.
Wait.
And it's the 2-year anniversary.
Don't some people believe that this is the real
this
Y2K?
This is the real Y2K.
Yes, it is.
This is the real
shouldn't
millennium.
Shouldn't this be the week
start.
We run away?
No. It's the computer. The computer's had a problem. Let me explain this to you, Drex.
All right. I have a knife.
I'm not afraid.
Still taking phone calls.
Last year was the computers.
1-877 say rant. Please, for the love of things good, phone. 1-877 say rant.
Stop the insanity. Pledge for Rant Radio.
Say rant. It's kind of like
Sariette. Call or I'll start talking about my socks again.
Wow.
End
new
the madness
for the show. I never thought I'd see this again.
Oh man,
we're gonna.
There's got to be something more interesting. Ringleader, phone in again or something.
No.
No, not more Canadian politics.
No more Canadian politics.
Oh,
this award was given to a beauty queen in Thailand. But they
oh, that was a queen, all right.
Shortly found out
sorry.
That it really was a queen. A beauty queen in Thailand handed back her crown after organizers discovered she was a he.
And she won.
And she won.
He won the beauty contest. That
I
just
think,
tells you how beautiful the people in Thailand are.
Don't you think he deserves it for beating all these chicks?
He's all he's at.
It's a sexist contest.
All he's asking, all he's asking is that he's allowed to keep the sash as a memento. You think, all right, you got me. All right,
like
just let me keep the sash, you know.
Biggest April Fool's joke ever. Jeez.
It's not April.
Okay. No, but, you know.
Is it April, like,
we
in Thailand?
It's,
because
it's
on the
Thailand's
other side
April.
Of the world.
Yes, that's right. It's sort of opposite.
It's November Fool.
Good evening, you're on Rant Radio. Who are you voting for, Sariette or Sean Kennedy and his minion Smokehouse?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to risk life and limb, and I'm voting Sean K. in Smokehouse.
Wow.
Wrong answer! When will you people lose? Learn! You're losing! Who is this?
It's Nomad Buck X.
Buck X. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
Oh, yeah? What do you got to say for yourself?
No, I just wanted to call in and vote because I didn't want to hear a girl on the left talk about her socks anymore.
You are a good man.
Good man.
And even though you voted for the wrong side,
you're still a good man.
You still may get forgiveness. Maybe. Just for saving me from the sock talk.
Hey, that was, you know, I'm doing my work here. I'm doing my best to get people to call.
That's right.
You're contributing.
I'm wreaking my worst.
So, Buck, what's going on in your life?
Not much. I'm just going to school.
Yeah? Fighting the good fight?
Yeah.
And? You winning or losing?
Right now I'm kind of in the middle. Kind of tied right now.
Tied.
Mm.
Between winning and losing. So what'd you have for breakfast today?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Things are going down
here.
The ship is sinking, Buck. Can you bail yourself out?
No, I think I should just say, what the hell.
You're a good man, Buck. Talk to you later.
Wow.
So if anyone has any good jokes...
No. Anything big planned for next week, Sim?
Not really. I can't...
Wait a minute.
It's all going to be invested in Show 104,
actually.
Why don't
we have our next caller call in to Ask a Ronin?
Ask a Ronin.
Hey,
yes, there we go. If you've got some problems with your life or something you need it sorted out, we've got an expert in right in studio here. Ask
a
Ronin.
For all my new members, I will answer. I will field calls personally, one-on-one, cult counseling from the man, the new man, the real man, Ronin Syriot. There we go. A troubled fellow or fellette.
That's right. Fellette. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Vampire Test Subject.
Vampire Test Subject.
Oh, buddy!
So is this, are you buddies with Syriot, or are you going for the other side?
Actually, I'm just going to vote for a can of cheese.
Can of cheese? You're throwing away your vote, man. The can of cheese is not going to win.
I supported you, man. I lost out to spray cheese.
Syriot, but I like Sun too, so I don't know.
You're gonna bite your tongue and go with Syriot.
Abstain.
Then.
Be a Frenchman.
Be a Frenchman. Yeah. So you're phoning in for Ask a Syriot, aren't you? You've got trouble in your life. Girl trouble, school trouble, work trouble.
Socks trouble.
I have no clue why I'm calling in.
No, tell us, what's your problem here?
No, it's just very little sleep this whole weekend.
Okay, he's got trouble sleeping, Syriot. I mean, there's too much noise going on. There's something troubling. His mind is right through you.
This is a plea for help, test subject, and I can help you. I'll fix you.
Oh, I bet.
So what is a person to do when they're having trouble sleeping, Syriot?
All right.
Take a bullet to the head.
This is a very, very easy fix and very common to many soldiers. When you've been operating in a theater of operation for a sustained period of time, you're going to start developing signs of stress and weariness. Being surrounded by the carnage, the killing, the blood, the arms, the bits, being separated from family, constantly being under the threat of danger and death, it's going to take its toll on you.
There's
hope. There's hope for people like you, test subject. Trust me on this one. And I know this is going to get you the vote. Get me the vote. There is a new drug that's being developed by Medicare. You'll back me up
on this. That's right.
Yes.
The no-dose super drug.
It's basically fucking how long do you want to stay awake for? What it'll basically do is they've tested this out so far, and it allows you to stay functionally awake for averaging 68 hours.
That's Woo-hoo! A lot of fighting time.
As long as you sustain yourself with good rations. Even Canadian IMPs fucking...
Hey, they're pretty good.
Some of them. not the ham steak and pineapple.
I've never met a ration I didn't like. Well, maybe the ham steak and pineapple.
Okay. But what you can do is this will help you through your darkest hours and into the light of the new fight. You'll be functional, you get the caffeine into you, you eat well, you can carry on the fight, you'll be an effective soldier. And that's what we all need, is effective soldiers. Afterwards, when you got the time to yourself, you've secured the area's been cleared of the enemy and the reinforcements have arrived, you sleep for 8 to 10 hours, you're good to go again, you're a brand new bloodsucker. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
All right.
So you're all cured. Go out and do it. You know he's good for the advice. He's solved many problems over the years.
And give it a blackjack. Bring your cat along for the high, too.
Sure, why not? I'll see him this Thanksgiving break, so...
Yeah. So say what the hell.
What the hell.
So I think your plans with Cult is to train everybody up to the Ronin status?
Well... Ronin is attitude, not just skills.
Okay.
Ronin is a mentality, and it's in the heart. You have it or you don't. Anybody can be trained to pick up a gun and shoot it, even girl on the left. Yes, I know. Amazing but true. I could turn you into a reflex killer just like that. But
no problem.
You got to think beyond the wall, so to speak. And that is
as long as I'm not eating the ham steak and pineapple rations.
You're good.
You're already learning. Excellent.
That's the first step to avoid that ration.
And Private Drexel will back me up on this one. Everybody is going to be an effective soldier in my organization.
That's right. And here's an future effective soldier phoning in right now.
Let's hear what they have to say.
Hi. You're on the What the Hell Show with Ask a Syriot. Ask a Ronin. Who's this?
It's
Ronin Cyber Samurai.
Robot Excellent!
So you're probably pretty up on what things to do, but what kind of trouble are you having in your life that Ask a Ronin can help you out with?
Let me see here. How about turning off a light bulb? I can't turn it out.
You get the 12-gauge and you fucking blow that sucker out.
But I want my 9mm handy.
A 9mm? Oh my God, man!
Not a real Ronin.
You haven't attained all the classes yet. Okay, we're gonna graduate you. You're gonna go on the accelerated Ronin program. I know you're good for it. We're gonna step up the caliber, friend. It's time to be thinking 41, 40, 357, or 45.
I'll take the 45.
All right, good man.
So what'd you phone about?
Just to call in and say hi, guys, and how things are going.
Wanna say hi to your mom?
No, it's all right.
Or your friends. Wave to the camera.
Hi.
Hey, don't make fun of Cyber Samurai. He backed me up when I needed him the most.
Excellent.
No problem, guys. You have a good night, eh?
Will do.
You will.
Thanks for calling in.
Say what the hell. You got it. Okay. So we're wrapping up here on the What the Hell show. See, we lost two big loudmouths this week.
And yeah, we struggled onwards bravely.
We did not too bad for about 2.5 hours.
And there's been evolution. And there's a new regime a building.
So, and the
new day dawns on the What the Hell
in the IRC. We'll take one more call. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Nomad Romulus.
Nomad Romulus. What are you phoning about?
Well, first I wanted to put in my vote for Cthulhu for Leader of Cult.
Cthulhu.
Yeah, baby!
Cthulhu will rise again. How many votes does it take to call Cthulhu out of the depth of the ocean?
Any votes?
Well, just one if they get the signs right.
Just one if they get the signs
exactly.
right.
Exactly.
Nothing like a good Cthulhu joke. So, you voted. What else? What's going on?
Yeah, I just wanted to leave a little quick note about something I'm working on for sort of a prototype 3D cult world.
3D cult world, yes. Sean's hard on for 3D cult.
I've seen some of the stills.
I know Sanix is working on something that's probably going to be a lot more involved, but I'm putting something together in Active World.
Right, okay.
Knows about it. You have to download a client program at www.activeworlds.com.
Right, so is this skinnable, this sort of thing? So you can manipulate it into something else or host a server or...
Well, that's a possibility, but right now we're doing it in sort of a main public world, and we've just pulled up a plot of land, and I've been working on a cult compound in the world.
Perfect, and now you've got people defending your land there. And...
Yep, exactly. And, I could use some ideas. I'm working on it with Nomad Kexler and Music God and a few other people who have logged on.
Okay, any programmers or idea men out there?
Well, it's not really programming, but it's more of just like they give you objects to build with, and I'm just trying to throw something together here to see what we can do.
Get in touch with a couple Ronin so they can suggest a good layout and a five-sided like pentagram design for defenses. Plus, we can show you where to put overlapping fields of fire.
Wait.
You need that in a compound, eh?
Yep.
Okay, so say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right. That's it. Okay, in the IRC, the people who hung on during the show, not bad. Look at this turnout.
They love us.
We're the ones who actually carry the show, I think,
back
right?
Next week.
No, he won't.
He will not be back.
Sean Kennedy and Smoke Cows are running and rolling for the hills. They're never coming back.
They're out of here, out of the picture. Emilio, Smoke Cows, Lieutenant Major Zombie. Hey, Soul Raper, Snorgasm Apocalypse, Case Live, Pele, Pseudo Orc, Low, DRCH, Enki, Lynx RX, Paradox, Adam, Josh, Case, and Babs, Rooster, No Deals, Nixer, Unholy Dio, Templar Knight, Cyber Samurai, Soul Trance, Crazy, Evil James, Scarecrow, MC Fester, D-Pen. That's a new one. Buck X, Garmall, Half Elf, Kexler, Nympho, Plastic Terrell, Drazzle. Orphan, Battle Wax, Pandora, Romeo Jr., Starbaby, Y2 Karma, Zerstor, Test Subject, A-Man, Angry Cheeto.
Angry Cheeto.
At least you found out who you were.
Yep.
Sorry,
Angry Cheeto Gurr. Artemis and Leith, Lethe, Auntie J, Crazy Knight, Oxidation, Quoth, and A-S-E. Thank you for hanging on. Now we're going to go around the room here. People hung on in here.
Okay.
That mic is so noisy.
I'm sorry. this is a girl on the left saying that if I have to dress up in camo like Ronan Sarriott here, I want it to be pink so I can hide out in the Hello Kitty shop.
Because that's where you'll be.
Small steps. Even the longest journey is taken with small steps.
Hello Kitty camo. Oh, my God. Do they have it?
I don't know.
I wouldn't
know.
Be
pink
surprised.
And yellow? It's similar to this, except full body.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's just not a pretty.
You just got the jeans.
I've
if you to replace the jeans.
I've seen pink. It
becomes
I've
an anime character.
Anime character.
I've seen pink camo. I've seen it.
Really?
This was when camo was.
There, I've seen that before. It's the Hello Kitty. Put that in the IRC.
What is it? Let me see.
A Hello Kitty 4000.
Hello Kitty 40K.
40K, 40,000.
In the grim future of Hello Kitty, there is only war.
That's awesome.
Check out the dead Karopis. You gotta love the dead Karopis.
Are they a competing
oh
product?
My God.
They're another one of Sanrio's line.
That's
my desktop wallpaper for like. That was my desktop wallpaper for like a year. I just couldn't better it.
I think I pointed that link out.
Yeah, the only thing I could find that was better than Hello Kitty 40K was a picture of Al Gore right beside Senator Palpatine. They're ridiculously similar. They look identical.
Excellent.
I think I was the one who pointed
out Senator. Sorry, it was Senator Lieberman beside.
I don't know what he
Senator
looks
Palpatine.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks exactly the same.
I think I was the one who pointed that graphic out to Yankee.
Yes, I think so. That's so good.
Oh,
sorry. Right.
Continuing
on.
I think there's a Hello Cthulhu.
Smokehouse says Enki is on his side because Quoth will kill him otherwise. So, there you go, Sarriott. You know who's against you in this room. Uh-oh. Okay.
So much
watch you back, Enki.
Girl on the left. Arrivederci. Did you say goodbye? Okay.
All right. Goodbye.
Wow.
So awe-inspired.
Hey, I already had my burst of wit with the Hello Kitty camo thing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes, and Private Drexel also has nothing interesting to say on
but
the
he's
outro.
Wearing fuzzy pants.
Yes, you
these
are.
These are my issued army fleece pants. I had yet to figure out what they're for. I imagine they're for sitting around in our tents
while otherwise freezing your ass off.
I honestly have no clue. I mean, I imagine they're made to be worn under our combats, but I have no idea when you would put them on.
I'm kind of
when it was really fucking cold.
Oh my God, he does look like Senator Palpatine. Please post that in the IRC.
Anyways, good night from Private Drexel.
I can't read.
Oh, that's amazing.
All
good
right.
Comparisons.
Tearing around the room. The new Ronin.
The
come
new
on.
Ronin.
Spit it out. You can get the butterflies out of a stone. Sounds like a death of a postal.
Video game death.
And I quote from channeling Sean, the late Sean K. Et tu, Sarriott?
Clever.
And from Medic / Uncle Dak.
This is your old Uncle Medic saying, don't kill anybody tonight if you can help it, but if they get in your way, well, kill them all.
Kill them all.
Let
Cthulhu sort them out.
Oh, there's still a show? Sorry, I was playing quick.
Yes, the Distracto 2000 is in Enki's lap.
And for almost finally, but definitely most importantly, with the most groundbreaking news, the new ruler, the new world cult, NWK, Ronan Sarriott, and those who are with me, you've been noted, and those against me, you've been noted, at Smokehouse, it ain't over.
If he's still breathing.
And Star Baby, my queen, can't go wrong there.
And this is Sumerian saying goodbye for another 6 days and 21 hours until week number 100. 100 bloody shows. Oh, my God. Or more. Bloody, dripping, bloody shows.
Ooh, blood. I like blood.
And four after, there's the big Y2K plus one.
Plus one.
Show. You 2 years. New Year's Eve right here. Keep it on this channel. So we'll see you next week. And anything else anybody wants to add?
Have a nice night.
Have a nice night. Be good to your pets.
There you go.
stay drinkable and yeah, baby.
Vote once. Vote for Suryette.
Vote once.
Or I'll shove your firstborn child in a mailbox when they're 12.
And with that.
Wow.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times! The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.